Friends right across the face of this very planet, we welcome you once again to Live Uninterrupted Radio Biafra transmission from London on this very day. Today's date is the 21st day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at exactly 8 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening here. If you are listening across Biafra land on CHK 97.6, you are listening via satellite, or you have chosen to listen online, the time there now is the same number of minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. Right across this very planet, the entire 24 time zones across every latitudinal and longitudinal line, there are people listening to Radio Biafra at this precise moment. And because this program is live, the time also where you are is somewhere in the region of 8 minutes past the top of the hour. That is how you know that we are live. That is how you know that we are direct. And that is how you know that this very evening, this very baptism of fire, of redemption, this baptism of truth and honesty, this ceaseless propagation of the gospel of the restoration of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty must be preached. We must preach it because things are happening down here. In London, very terrible things are happening. Those that claim to be of Christendom are embracing terrorists. They have given Buhari a red carpet reception. He has been hobnobbing with the establishment. Those of them that told us about St. Matthew, St. Luke, St. Joseph, they are now talking about St. Muhammad. They have embraced Islam. The British establishment, once again, is conspiring in every way they can to frustrate the efforts of the emergence of a free and liberated Biafra land from the clutches of iniquity, of darkness, of repression and of oppression that they themselves imposed. Buhari is here. Buhari has come to meet the Queen of England, to meet the establishment, to meet Cameron, to renew once again the bond between the British royal family, their political establishment, and the evil that is our Safulani rule in that very contraption that they created, the damnable zoological Republic of Nigeria. Radio Biafra must report this event, and this evening we will dedicate a sizable proportion of our telephone conversation when our lines open to dissecting this very fact. How come Hausa people succeeded in winning the hearts and the minds of the British when we Biafran people have been rejected by the same people that brought the Bible? That is what concerns me. If indeed it is either that what they brought to us is fake, or that they are no longer the children of God. Something is fundamentally wrong somewhere. These are the people that brought the Bible. Why do they love the Quran so much? I want to understand it. And perhaps this evening, the listenership we command right across this very planet will be able to help us unravel this very mystery. Because I am at a loss to understand why things are the way they are. I am at a loss to understand why those of them in Biafra land, I would say, the people that have so much in common with the English, with the British, we are Christians. They are Christians. We believe in liberty. They say they believe in liberty. We believe in the rule of law. They say they believe in the rule of law. We started democracy and they copied it. They also believe in democracy. Where have we gone wrong? I want to ask the British. Why is it that something they could not extend to Chekwa Sokoria? Something they couldn't give to anybody else? I remember when Chubok Adigbo came here. Chubok Adigbo did not see anybody as high as an ex-prime minister of this very country. But Buhari is here. And he was photographed hobnobbing with Tony Blair, the ex-prime minister. Very, very sad indeed. A very disgraceful situation. And I keep asking myself, is it just that they hate us, they don't like us, they don't want us to be free, which I understand very well? What is it about the British that they hate Christians? I want to understand. Somebody has to tell me this. What is it about the British that they would never ever support the emergence of a free and liberated Christian entity? Unless you are Islam, unless you are part of Islam, the British will never ever support you. When I said this before, people did not listen. I haven't gone into the news yet. It's just a preamble to tell you that we must do something. We must re-strategize. Keeping quiet is no longer an option. Sitting down and just looking can no longer suffice. We must be able to do something. We must enlighten the British public to understand that their long-term interest lies in a free and liberated Biafra and not in any alliance with Hausa Fulani. What is it that India Hausa gave to Britain when they came? They did not allow Christianity to go to Hausa. They never allowed Christianity to go to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. They struck a deal. And they brought Bible into my land and they decimated everywhere. Some are Catholics, some are Anglican, some of them are in Assemblies of God Church, some are in Apostolic, some are in faith. Every manner of denomination they brought to destroy us as a people. Dear Lord God, have mercy. You must have mercy. I know that generations and people commit various sins and crimes in their lives. I am beginning to ask Chukwua Abiyama, what is it we did exactly that this level of damnation will be visited upon your children? What type of crime did we Biafrans commit that we are being destroyed even by the same people that claim they brought the written scripture to us? The Bible came to us from Britain. Britain has done nothing than to destroy Christendom where we come from. They have always supported Islam. They gave them weapons to kill us, nearly 6 million of us. They starved our children to death with the acquiescence of the British government. And now they are continuing. They have come here to rig elections. They have come here to impose an Hausa man on the hapless people that inhabit the damnable zoological republic. They have come that we may be destroyed. This very evening, you have a choice to make. It is up to you to decide if you will allow the British to connive with Hausa again to destroy you. It is up to you. These are in your hands to decide. Or if you rise up like us and fight, and if need be, die like a man. It is far more better to die with dignity and honor than to live a life of shame and humiliation. The old enemies have come together once again, and they are seeking to destroy us. I was telling you only 2 weeks ago that Hillary Clinton of the Democratic Party in the USA is part of this very dangerous and devilish alliance. I told you they love Hausa Fulani because of the experimentation in GM crops that they are selling to them. Monsanto, if you know that. If we are not vigilant, we'll be sunk. This race will die. Biafra will be killed. And the Satan itself in the pits of hell will rejoice. We cannot allow that to happen. This very generation does not have that very liberty to allow the destruction of the children of God. It will not happen. Instead, we all die together. You must understand this. Some of you think that we are either joking or playing because you don't understand what freedom means. We have come to fulfill what was written many, many years ago, that this kingdom of heaven must come to this very earth. And that kingdom of heaven is Biafra. It is not going to be easy. I'm not kidding you. I'm not saying that somehow if you have one demonstration, if you clap your hands, if you demonstrate, if you protest, you'll get Biafra. That will be deception. I'm not going to lie to you. We are fighting forces vastly superior in terms of weaponry. We are dealing with people that have signed a pact with the devil. They want to destroy us because we represent the light. But if you believe in Chukwu Abiam as I do, if you believe that there is nothing that heaven cannot do upon this face of this very earth, if you, as I do, believe that carrying the mark of circumcision means that you are one with Chukwu Abiam, that you have also shed blood in one form or the other in order to cement that very covenant, then you will come to us and we will fight. It's going to be very, very difficult and very tough and arduous, but in the end we will win. Because darkness can never, ever prevail over light. Or chichiri, agere meri. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Light will always prevail. If Chukwu Abiam allows the destruction of Biafra, then why are you bothering? Because there is no God. But if that very land that he ordained for our ancestors, if that very land that he bequeathed to us for our inheritance and our occupation to worship his magnificent and holy name is a project that he himself ordained, then Chukwu Abiam in his infinite mercy will not allow the destruction of this very race. Biafra will stand, or we all die. It's a decision I have made. I don't know what you have made. This evening is very pivotal. Hausa Fulani and Britain are at it once again. They want to destroy us. We cannot allow them to destroy us. We are black, that is true. From Africa, that is also very true. But there is something about Biafra that no other race has. We have Chukwu Abiam on our side this time around. We are not going to go to battle with their own God. That was why we lost. We went into battle with their idol, and that was why we lost. This time around, Chukwu Abiam will go with us, and you see we're going to win. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, wherever you are around the face of this very planet Earth. We welcome you to our program. It's not a very exciting day, I must tell you. Not exciting at all. Hausa Fulani, they're at it again. Hausa Fulani and the British, they're at it again. We must stop them. It is our responsibility and duty to stop them. As George Bush would say, axis of evil. This is the axis of Satan, Lucifer, all coming together to destroy the work of Chukwu Abiam in heaven. We can't allow that to prevail. Therefore, as every blessed day we do here, we ask Chukwu Abiam, the Most High God, to come and take position, to be part of us, to give us his grace, to allow his mercy and his love to wash over us, to protect, guide, and keep us as we undertake this very perilous and very dangerous assignment, seeking to rescue his kingdom upon the face of this very earth. Therefore, he must have mercy. Chukwu Abiam will preserve us, And Chukwu Abiama will make sure that his words will come to pass. It's so that in the end, of course, every honor and glory will belong to heaven and not to man. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, right across this very planet, the commander of all her forces, those of them that will commit to battle this very year. And by the special grace of heaven, I will remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra in the capacity of the directorship of Radio Biafra. That is what we have sworn to do, and that is what we are going to do. I welcome each and every one of you. Protocol demands that I provide the very telephone numbers and contact lines through which you will be able to communicate with us this very evening when our lines open. Therefore, I will encourage each and every one of you to get your pen and paper ready. And whilst you're doing so, I am absolutely certain that you have now informed your friends and your relatives and everybody around you that you are listening to Radio Biafra live and direct, and for them to also come and participate in this very blessing, in this very offering of this very gospel that will rescue the children of God. That is why we are here. And that is why Biafra is going to come. The numbers once again remains +44208133 9974. +44208133 9974. We have another number as well, +44783 1308376. +44783 1308376. We are also on Skype. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. We are on WhatsApp. Should you wish to come through to us via Skype, please ensure that you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You will call us, and heaven willing, we should be able to take your call. On Viber, the number to call is +44783 1308376. The same number for Viber and the same number for our studio line here. We welcome each and every one of you. Now you see that this is not an easy battle after all. All those people telling you if you print currency, you get Biafra, window she can happen. If you go to court, you bring Biafra. These are mad lunatics. Biafra is very arduous and difficult task designed for the 100 who we are born to get Biafra. And we will get Biafra. I will defer, of course, as I am required to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined me this very evening, as he dutifully does every other day. I will proceed by inviting the barrister himself to please very quietly and with great dose of humility and submission, of course, acknowledge the ever effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra answering to IPOB families wherever they are, but collectively as an indivisible, indefatigable family around the world, the indigenous people of Biafra and her friends right across this planet listening at this very moment. Barrister, please, if you may.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
When Caesar said do this, it's usually done.
You're kind, Barrister. You are very kind.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Every day, unfailingly, we come to you. We thank you. We acknowledge your listenership, your support financially. Otherwise, we also thank those who are daily joining Radio Biafra. And I must thank our coordinator here in London, Festus.
Very formidable. Anepe. Very, very formidable, for goodness sake.
Festus is a superman. He's a superman. An evangelist. Well, evangelism took place today in Dustin. And I tell you, Director, all the flyers printed, none was dropped on the floor. Everything went to our people.
Amazing.
They acknowledge every bit of what was written on this flyer. Boko Haram was very, very prominent on this particular flyer. And those who saw it, they pitied. They said it is our right to ask for and look for and get what belongs to us. Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, or David Cameron, they can hug Buhari as long as much as they. What they are hugging is oil. Where is this oil coming from? Biafra land. Director, you ask a question. Why do they love Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram? And they rejected us. Yet, they gave us the Bible. Because they need a country that will be very loyal to them. A country that will always lick their legs and lick their heads. This is the kind of country they are looking for. Oil does not belong to the Northerners. Do not belong to Hausas. Do not belong to the British people. But they are milking our oil as if it was given to them by Chukwu Abiyama. Now, at a point, our people usually say, Onyejihenwa Awiliakelu Akachimai with her. When you have a child's toy and you raise your hand up, at some point in time, your hand or hand will be weak and you drop it. But Hausa Fulani and the British have held our property for a very long time and they refused their hands to come down. The Africans have decided we will force those hands down. If we have to die, we die because we are not living. Insult has been meted upon us. Our people are facing justice and yet we are smiling. When we need to die, we will die to get what belongs to us. The British people are showing us wickedness. They are showing us injustice. They are showing us all sorts. While the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are killing us, they are embracing them. Biafrans, wake up, all of you. Wake up, don't be stupid and die in your stupidness. All of you to wake up. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister. Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Because we are live, we must preach this very gospel. Here is not just a radio station broadcasting the efforts that Biafrans are making right across this very earth to ensure that the will of heaven is fulfilled here on earth. We are here to preach this very gospel, to propagate it in a way and in a style so unique that it can never ever be replicated anywhere else. Therefore, I welcome you. Radio Biafra is simulcasting on CHK 97.6 across swathes of Biafra land. We are on satellite. If you have not installed any satellite receiver or a dish for your parents, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, your nieces who cannot afford to do so, then you must question your appreciation, your love and loyalty for your family. You must get them a satellite receiver, very, very important. Radio Biafra is also online at www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on www.ipob.org. We are on tuning.com, on rblworld.tv. If you are lost, as most people are accustomed to, just go to Google or any search engine, type in Radio Biafra or how can I listen to Radio Biafra? You will be adequately directed and then you'll be able to join us. I will welcome you once again, wherever you are. The very eminent barrister, having spoken, I am now at liberty, of course, to proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, after which we shall open our lines and welcome your views and your opinions. If you are not listening to Radio Biafra, there is no way that your understanding or your intellect can ever, ever grow. This is the finest as they come. A global phenomenon. Radio Biafra, as we speak, is listened to in every country of the world, bar none. We measure it. Radio Biafra is listened to in every major country of this very planet. That is how formidable we are. People hide and listen to us. People disguise what they are doing to listen to Radio Biafra. If you call Abuja now, they are all listening. This is where they come to for the correct dissemination of information, for the right presentation, for the right analysis, and of course, for the views and opinions that count. And those views and opinions are those belonging to Biafrans around the world. They listen to you every blessed day. If you come here, indeed, you are blessed. Beyond measure, you are blessed. This is Radio Biafra. Buhari spoke at an event in London. They call it the Chatham House Lecture. For those of you who are on Radio Biafra London, you will see what we have been saying for a very long time, that Muhammadu Buhari, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, he owns a flat in London, admittedly, by their own lips. They said he's renting. How can you be renting for how many years? He says he has no money, but he owns a flat in London. Muhammadu Buhari. This same man who truncated democracy, this same man who is not qualified to run for the office of the presidency, given the criteria set independently by INEC, is being embraced by the British establishment. Why is the question? In Christendom and in the Bible, they always talk about Bible, the brotherhood. Christians should be one and together. Britain brought the Bible to us, the written word to us, and they proceeded to abide by the dictates of Quran. Britain shamelessly is cutting, or have been cutting, the affections of our Fulani people to the detriment of the children of God. Britain has been doing this for millennia. They have continued to do it. They will not see any Biafran politician of note. I remember when I brought Wazirike to London and I wanted to meet the British government, they only allowed me to meet the chief secretary to the treasury then. We met in a meeting somewhere in East London. They will not allow us to meet the foreign minister, who of course is the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs and Commonwealth. They will not allow us to see the Prime Minister. But as soon as Buhari comes in, they open all the doors for him. Buhari can afford to see ex-Prime Ministers. They can do all they like to try to frustrate our effort. They are doing it because they do not want Biafra to come. Britain is acting like Satan, more or less. Ekwensu, Lucifer. Stopping the emergence of a free and independent Biafra. Britain is on record for having never ever supported the emergence of a Christian nation. Never before to be free. But they are on record as having set free more or less the entire Arab world. They set free Bosnia and Herzegovina. They are at the forefront of the fight to free Kosovo. They have also done so in Albania. All these are Islamic or Muslim enclaves. Britain, that claims they are Christian, they have never done such a thing for a Christian country. They know that Biafra is homogeneously Christian, yet they connive with Quran and Satan to destroy the work of heaven. 67 to 70 is not in the times that we live in. 2013 to 15, things have changed enormously. It is now the responsibility of each and every one of you listening to do everything within your capacity, everything within your powers, to ensure that Biafra comes. It is your responsibility. If you keep quiet, the alliance of the men of the underworld, the kingdom of darkness, the entity of hopelessness will prevail upon our lives and that of our children and those yet to be born. I don't know for some of you if you enjoy slavery. Nnamdi Kanu, I don't like slavery. Never, ever, ever. We are better off dead than being slaves. It is up to you this evening. It is up to you this morning or afternoon or night, depending on where you are. It is up to you to make that decision to support Biafra, the emergence of Biafra, and to do everything within your capability to ensure that Biafra is a reality in our time. It is your responsibility. Don't worry about what Britain does. It's irrelevant. What matters is you. You are about to prove yourself if you're a man or a mouse. You are about to determine and forge the fate of yourself, your family, and generations unborn. All in your hands. You decide right now, this minute, what you want to do. Do you want Britain to keep on taking your oil with our WhatsApp people as we keep quiet? Or do you want something done about it? We will sell oil to Britain. There is no problem. We are free marketeers. We believe in free trade. That is why I have never understood Britain. Ever. Why Britain will go to such extent to destroy those they claim they brought the Bible to. I was born and raised in Anglican church. Most of them don't know. But the people now that are embracing Buhari are Anglicans. If an Anglican comes, they won't see him. They will not see him. Only Hausa Fulani, Muslims, and then somehow you tell me, oh God in heaven, have mercy please, have mercy. Buhari is in London and he spoke at Chatham House. If you go to Facebook, Radio Biafra London, you will see his pictures with the ex-British Prime Minister, Tony Blair. These are the movers and shakers of this world, believe you me. Tony Blair is huge. When I mean huge, the man is awesome, believe you me. Awesome, he is. Is it because we don't know how to lobby people? We don't know how to be diplomatic? We have done our best. Just that we don't control the oil, so we don't have any leverage to bargain with. Hausa Fulani does. They own 95% of the oil well, so they can bargain with it. But we have nothing. Only the grace of heaven and the assurance of Chukwu Abiam that Biafra will come in our lifetime. Buhari is in London, and he gave a speech. And he met Tony Blair as well and other members of the British establishment to cement the very fact that power is indeed going to the north. Jonathan can never receive such a reception here. If he likes, he can come and try. All the niceties on the protocol of having to acknowledge a head of state when you're in a country, of course, will be observed. But deep down, he cannot be one of them. Not one of them. They want a Muslim. Britain wants a Muslim in power. And the question this evening is, why does Britain want a Muslim in power over those they gave the Bible to? And within it lies the reason why we lost the war anyway. They said that the troops have now stormed the terrorist camp in Baumo Forest in Bauchi State last week and destroyed some identity cards and other incriminating items of some top politicians. Proof, as we have been saying, as I said before, when we say something on Radio Biafra, some of you don't believe it. Some of you are inclined not to believe it. It doesn't really bother me because after a while, everything we say comes to pass. There were a group of people I told before when they were coming against us that you will destroy yourself, not us. They thought we were joking. Today they have been destroyed. The wretched, hapless people working for Buhari, we destroyed them completely off the face of the earth by speaking the truth. People using the name of Biafra to serve APC Boko Haram. In fact, I'll get to them later. I don't want vagabonds to interrupt what we're doing. Inconsequential people. With their useless and frivolous allegations. They called me a terrorist. Asked Nigeria to arrest me. Asked the US government to stop me from entering the USA. Asked our people, some countries, not to sell arms to me. They went as far as writing to the British government to arrest myself and Uche Mefo and said they were sending assassins to come and kill us. They went to a useless, hopeless meeting in Spain, planning against us with police informants at Enugu. It didn't work. Today they are crying like little babies, little children. Mwokoko. As they used to say that Surugede is a dance of the brave, of the spirit, if you can't stand it. By the time we finish this dance of ours, only very few will be left standing. If you come this way, you'll be dead. I assure you. Second week of next month, I'll be in Biafra land. If you're a man, you come and join me. After all, they say he who is down needs fear no fall. In as much as I'm concerned, there is no Biafra, so I am dead anyway. What you see is flesh. So I don't care either way. They must understand this. We have come to fight for our country and to die for our country. They must understand this very, very well. That is why I will be in Biafra land second week of next month. I'm broadcasting from there. Mad people. Today they no longer answer their names anymore. Fake identity cards found everywhere. Ndiaman and Dioshi. These are the politicians who sponsor Boko Haram. These are the people that came into Biafra, connived with a few people. They formed their own Biafran group, trying to deceive all of you. They were inboxing you, isn't it? They were inboxing some of you, telling you lies about us. And as they said, you know, you can lie and lie, but one day the truth will just bubble to the surface. Today they don't exist anymore. They are now holding meetings in the dark. They are now answering indigenous people of Biafra. No longer their useless name. Today, they have been shamed. They are looking for who to blame. Ndibri Benandia are people who are prone to gossip. Because they listen to rubbish. I told them you will die off. You will disappear. When you fight people who are infinitely greater than you, you are bound to fail. Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come, not man. This project is indestructible. Indestructible. It doesn't matter what you do. You are bound to fail. You come against us and you die off. It's not happening to them. They realize it. Too little, way too late. I told them, Okorocha cannot come into Biafra. Never, ever, ever. They thought I was joking. I told them, you are finished and you're dead. And today they are gone. They no longer answer Bilia Human Rights Initiative. They cannot answer it. To fight for Buhari, using the name of Biafra. Stupid people. And some idiots listen to them. They want to connive and to concoct that somehow, miraculously, that IPOB is to blame. That I am to blame. When you are a born liar, then at Wasi, anytime you lie, I told you, you will be exposed. You will be dissected for who you are. But I do, of course, tender my apologies for digressing a little bit. But I have to. You think you can use the name of Biafra to render our people useless. Because each time you disappoint them, did you drive them backwards? Isn't their nature? That is the way they are, because they are natural skeptics. You went and lied in your constitution with Nigeria. Say you people are liars. You said our membership is open to every Nigerian. We represent every Nigerian. Do you think people are stupid? You come behind the back. You say, oh, I'm going to fight for Biafra. Our membership is only open to Biafrans. Are you not a liar and a deceiver and a hypocrite? Call a spade a spade. That's what we do here. People listen to Radio Biafra, we told them. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. People think I'm going to put up some kind of stout defense of a bunch of idiots who fabricate rubbish. You were inboxing people, telling them, what are they doing with the money we contribute? But you people went to an already established FM station, Odenigbo, to go and ask for airtime, broadcasting in an area where there is already Radio Biafra broadcasting. We have 7 relay stations, not one. You only went to one, and they told you 100,000 for 1 hour broadcast. Is that correct or not? Is that correct or not? 100,000 naira for 1 hour broadcast. You wanted to pay for. Yes or no? Now we have 7 relay stations broadcasting. Let's leave out the mornings. 3 hours minimum every day. Now calculate how much it costs to broadcast. I told them, you know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. You think radio is easy. You think to broadcast is easy. Oh, of course, if you come for by the man Mezunam, the can engineer, and if they can do it, so can we.
If you buy baby Benz, everybody wants to buy baby Benz. You buy V-Boot, everybody. If you import Yelinti, everybody wants to import Yelinti. Oh, can't you hand them above? Let us try and do our own. If you copy us, you fall and you die off. Some are in prison because they wanted to challenge us. For your information, you don't copy what you know. It is infinitely impossible for you to replicate. Radio Biafra is a one-off. It doesn't come two or three times in a lifetime. One-off, only one. As I said, any day you look for us, you don't find us. You will wish we live forever and ever. You don't understand what I mean by that. Someday you will understand it. I am a Biafran. I do not lie. For your information, people listen to us and they understand that what you're doing is a fraud. Parent fraud. The same attitude that cost us the war, that is what you brought to the table. They found you out. If you want to do law, you go and... I'm not a lawyer, but if I go to court against this, I will win. Because I'll ask them a simple question. Do I have the right to fight for Biafra, yes or no? They will answer yes, and then you have won your case. You are going to plead for abandoned property, stupid people. This is Radio Biafra, must continue. Identity cards found to prove to the whole world that Boko Haram is being sponsored by Hausa, Fulani politicians. Those of them being embraced in Britain. Britain wants them. Britain is an official supporter of terrorists. I declare tonight. Britain is an official. The world must know. The BBCs, the CNN, the Al Jazeera's of this, they must know that Muhammadu Buhari, on record, I don't judge people by what others say about you. I judge you by what comes out of your mouth. Buhari opened his mouth and said, an attack on Boko Haram is an attack on the North. Which means an attack on Boko Haram is an attack on Hausa Fulani people. He opened his mouth and he said it. He did not say an attack on Nigeria. An attack on Hausa Fulani people. An attack on Boko Haram is an attack on all of us. That same person that said something about a murderous terrorist group is seen laughing and joking with Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister, of course, with the acquiescence of the Conservative Party. The chief sponsor of terrorists, Boko Haram chief sponsor, is in Britain and they are giving him lavish treatment. There is something wrong with humanity. We are saying that the world may hear it. You know, this is not 67 or 68 or 69. This is 2015. This broadcast is being heard all over the world on three platforms. On radio in Biafra land, on satellite and also online. Everywhere in the world. We'll upload it for replay tomorrow. Of course we will. So you cannot beat us and then also ask us to stop crying. It's not possible now. You must be dreaming. It's to let the world know what Britain is doing in relation to Nigeria, the zoo that they created. Britain is hobnobbing with terrorists, Buhari. Britain is planning to rig elections to put Buhari in. They have gone and prepared all their friends to say, oh, you must hold election immediately. They want Buhari to go in, a terrorist to go in. So that the population of Africa can fall. So that can continue killing people. That Biafra may not emerge to the glory of God in heaven. But they have failed. They have failed very woefully. We must continue. Nasarawa, they are now begging Igbo people not to run away. Igbo people are listening to Radio Biafra. They want to come back. Nasarawa is begging them, do not go. Why are they begging Igbo people? Because you know, without Igbo people, you are nothing. There'll be no, if we decide to go home tomorrow morning, there'll be no zoo. The zoo is gone, dead and buried. Come up with your go. With your logo. Envy, greed, and jealousy won't let us, will it? This is Radio Biafra. Nasarawa is now begging, please do not go home. Go on, the man who started the slaughter of Biafran people. This man is equal to Adolf Hitler as the greatest mass murderer in history. Some of you don't know this, do you? But we'll tell you. Go on killed nearly 6 million people. They say it is 3.5 million. And as you know them, when they report that Boko Haram have killed 15 people, you know they have killed about 70. by the zoo's own official document, they killed 3.5 million people. This man called Gowon, who supported Gowon to emerge. They named him Jack very fondly. British. To me, sometimes it is as if Satan sent Britain to destroy me. I don't know why I have that feeling that there is something satanic about the mindset of the politicians in Britain to kill off Biafra. I don't know where that is coming from, but I feel it very strongly. You know, Satan will always use a vehicle. Lucy Ekwensu, there must be somebody that the devil will go into to use to perpetrate a particular crime that's going to the British people to carry out this very crime. Terrible indeed, isn't it? Gowon is here. He is asking you to intensify prayers so that you can conduct elections in 2015. So I ask Gowon, why did you not rely on prayers in 67 before you launched your military onslaught against Biafra? So, oh, then you were not a born again. Now you are. He's asking you to pray. Gowon, why did you not pray in 1967, 66, when they were even killing our people in the northern part of the zoo? For some of the monkeys born in Lagos and in Maiduguri, then traveled to America from Maiduguri or from Lagos without coming to the village. For your information, the reason why His Excellency Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku of blessed memory, because Chukwu Abiama will bless him, the reason why he declared Biafra was because Biafran people were being killed. I don't know if some of you understand. The same process that gave rise to the emergence of the State of Israel. Israel was declared in 1948 following a series of wars with the Arab people because Jews were being killed all over Europe. They had to find their way back to where they come from. You must understand that. The same circumstance. Killing of people. Unarmed traders. Why are you killing them? Oju kept asking them, why are you killing my people? They said they are Nyamini. That Ahmadu Bello is dead. So they have to kill as many people as possible. And that was it. And then they held a meeting. At that meeting they said, you will go and destroy Biafra. Britain gave them the go-ahead because Ojukwu will not give oil to Shell and to BP. That's the problem. And then Harold Wilson, the British Prime Minister, was a major shareholder in BP. He was very, very upset. He said they will squash Biafra. And they did. And they handed us over to Hausa Fulani forever and ever. That is why, despite the genocide cost, for those of you who don't know, it was the Jews in America, for your information, because you do not know. I have the document. It was the Jews in America that pressured and pressured and pressured until CIA wrote a report saying that Biafra should be allowed to be free. CIA in America. But that is only the British that is stopping them. America wanted to help. Britain said no. It's our colony. That is why when people say, oh, we are independent, we have sovereignty. I have seen documents that some people can never see in their lifetime, even if they live to be 1,000 years old. CIA wanted to help. America wanted to help. Henry Kissinger wanted to help. He's a Jewish man. The then Secretary of State. Men of stature, the Jewish community in America wanted, I have the proof. Not conjecture. Oh, Jews are supposed to be black. Lunatics. The only people that stood up in the whole world to support you were Jews. For your information, I have the documents. I want to release them after a very special announcement from next week. I have them. I can release them. Oh, people don't understand, do they? We are learned. That's why we come prepared. Gowon is praying for election. It's up to you to do the rest. Oil bearing companies in Akwa Ibom declared to people producing oil in Biafra land in Akwa Ibom, there is nothing. They are crying. And I say to Akwa Ibom and the so-called minority, south, 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 they will be so south soon they'll find themselves in Brazil. That is how south they are. I thought they said that an Igbo man was looking for oil from Akwa Ibom. Is that not what Awolowo told you? Igbo man is your problem. Now, Akwa Ibom, this community is crying I'm sad that a fellow Biafran community is crying. I'm not happy about it. But now you see that Yoruba were lying to you. Have you now seen that your only savior is in the unity of the people of Biafra? Can't you see it? Communities are now crying in Akwa Ibom State. Why? They take their oil, but nothing comes back. Jonathan is busy building a railway line from Kano all the way to Abuja, giving them very beautiful trains. But the communities that produce the oil, there is nothing coming from there. Akwa Ibom. God will make your wives widows as well, according to Imo widows, as they placed what they call multiple curses on Okorocha. Things are happening where we come from, isn't it? In the heart of Biafra land, the Malam, the throne of the Malam at Owerri. If you want to become an Alhaji, don't go to Mecca. Travel to Owerri. By the time you finish, you'll be an Alhaji. Imo State is more or less a caliphate to Awusa Fulani without people knowing it. Without people knowing it. Very, very sad indeed. And there will be no campaign without somebody going to Igbo people. Now Jonathan has gone to Igbo people. He promised them that he will open more inland ports in Nigeria. Jonathan assures Igbo traders. You know, we are the ones that trade. Go to Jonathan's campaign. Everywhere he has gone to, the only people he has addressed who have actually come out proudly to answer traders are Igbo people. He said to them, I will, is the word, open more inland ports in the zoo called Nigeria. Jonathan, we don't need you to open more ports. Just open Calabar, Warri, and Port Harcourt, that's all. Don't open anyone inside, please. Because before Julius Berger will come to do the soil survey for the dredging, you take another 50 years. Jonathan, there is no ship that can get to the old docking station in River Niger, for your information, because of the construction of the Niger Bridge. It is impossible. And you are asking them to use sand. People need to go and see. Well, anyway, there's no need explaining. When you go there, if not in life, but in death, some of you will go home, of course, anyway. Fraudsters are recruiting for Nigerian Immigration Service jobs. And is that new? This man looks like a mouse. I don't know what his name is. He's the Comptroller General of Nigerian Immigration. Mr. David Paradang. He looks like a mouse. Okay. And that's how he steals anyway. They are fraudsters, everybody. Jonathan to the last clerk in Nigerian Immigration. Because the zoo called Nigeria, they get together and they organize a mass fraud. A party of fraudsters. Let us go and print form and sell to people for 1,000 naira. You have two vacancies and they print 2 million forms, selling it at 1,000 naira each. Then imagine how much money they can make. The zoo, the very heart of criminality. Everybody is a fraudster, including the Comptroller General of Immigration himself, looking like a mouse. I can vote for Buhari against my father, says Tam David West. The reason why I am reading from this old fool this evening is this. He is called an eminent virologist. You know, in Africa, your title is very, very important. Eminent virologist. He is a professor. Then, when Ebola came, I came on Radio Biafra to call upon Tam David West to please avail us the benefit of his vast knowledge of virus and how we can deal with Ebola. This very man, nobody heard from him. Now Ebola is gone, he has come out to speak as an eminent virologist. Typical Africa, isn't it? There was Ebola. We called upon him. You are a virologist. Ebola is a virus. Can you cure it? You didn't hear from him. Can you suggest a vaccine? No. Any way we can prevent it? No. But as soon as Ebola is finished, he has come out as an eminent virologist. That is why I have no regard for the title of Africans, unless you can prove it. I was in a place when somebody said, if you're a professor from Africa, he will pour petrol on you and light you up with the matches. I don't have respect for any African professor practicing in Africa. That is rubbish. Nonsense. They can't do anything. I'll go into this man's newsletter. His name is not Sam David West, of course, for those of you that know. But Awusa Brahimi, Awusa Fulani went to start Sam David West. They gave him money. He made money by selling a sheep. I don't know if you know his own fraud. Do you know his fraud? I'll tell you later. We have their dossier, all of them, one after the other. Everybody. We come prepared. This is Radio Biafra. There has been some ancient manuscripts discovered. This should have been for tomorrow. They said Jesus married Mary Magdalene and had children according to ancient manuscripts. This is being reported by an independent newspaper here in the UK. I don't even know if they believe in God anymore in the United Kingdom. That's what they're reporting according to the independent. They said Jesus got married to somebody. And as has been said many times, that was the word of God made flesh. He came to live as man. Even if he married, so bloody what? He came to live as man, isn't it? But we'll go into that later. I can defer that till tomorrow. Child hawkers, carrying tray and basin, selling. Anybody that is looking for proof that there is something wrong with Africa, look at child hawking. Little children, 6, 7 years, 9, 10 years old, selling something on the street. And you ask yourself, why is this happening? You, that is the politician with 10 private jets. You, the general overseer of a Yoruba church, making so much money out of people's ignorance and stupidity. Where are your children? Are they selling something on the street? The answer is no. This child will sell smoked fish, a little baby of 6 years old. Her growth will be stunted. Her growth will be stunted by the very heavy weight she's carrying. Then on Sunday, they will go and sow seed in the church, in Yoruba church, you see. They will go and sow seed in Yoruba church. I think that everybody that goes to, anybody who goes to Yoruba church should be brought up and shot dead. Don't you think so? Or handed over to ISIS. Everybody who goes to, is it Winners Chapel, these useless Yoruba churches? They should bring and burn them alive. I'm telling you, they are useless people. People toy with your brain. They are joking with it. Oh, don't worry, your reward is in heaven. So where is your own reward? In the private jet? Mad people. Jesus Christ moved about on a donkey in Yenibu. Donkey, not even a horse. On his ride into Jerusalem, he asked for a donkey, not a horse. You need a Boeing 777 to spread the word of God in the era. Stupid people. This is Radio Biafra. Teaching hospital workers protest non-payment of arrears. They don't pay people in the zoo because there is no money. They don't import cars anymore because the dollar is rising exponentially against the hopeless currency that they call the naira. Police refute ethnic religious bias in officer promoted. Of course, if you want to be promoted as a police officer, you convert to Islam, you start to put your head on the ground every day, and you'll be promoted. Now they're having to defend it because everywhere in the police force is Awusa Fulani. Everywhere is Awusa Fulani. Everywhere you go to, you find Awusa Fulani. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we're just giving you our news headlines. Very briefly, we shall be going to our news summary in a very short while, please. You must bear with us. You must bear with us. As the CBN have now issued guidelines. CBN, they have now issued guidelines. You know, what about how to borrow money from Islamic Bank? CBN and Islamic Bank. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Indeed. We continue. Former CIA director says Obama is scared to call ISIS terrorist Islamic group after FBI director wasn't even invited to extremist summit, but Russia's secret police chief was. I told you Obama is Muslim. Oh no, don't say that. He is black. But this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. We don't give a damn who is offended. It's no longer Radio Biafra saying it. A former CIA director is saying it that Obama is slightly Islamic, as we told you. This is Radio Biafra. Anything you hear on this platform is the truth. The whole, you may not like it, but eventually it will manifest as the truth. Igbo traders are asking for help to you know this language they use, to gazette on Eshapo. I don't know. Do you know what it means? To gazette something? I would have thought that a gazette is a publishing manual of some sort. Oh, Nature, Igbo traders are attempting to speak big grammar. So they are asking the federal government to gazette Onitsha Port. You know, when a trader tries to double into complex grammar, Osagba, they are asking them to gazette the port, whatever that means in English. I'm sure somebody will tell me. These are news for tomorrow. I don't know why I'm getting them today. If Peter told Cornelius not to kneel before him, should some people kneel before a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary? They ask. People are asking these questions. And I think it is for tomorrow. And it is the Catholic Church that is asking it on CatholicSay.com, please, for your information, not me. That man is kneeling before. You will have no other God before me. Not one beneath the sea, above the earth, made with hand. So says the Lord of hosts. You may not like it, but it is the truth. And because this is Radio Biafra, we preach it. We don't give a toss, essentially. As long as it's the truth, we preach it. It is here. They are asking, Catholics are asking, if Peter told Cornelius not to kneel before him, should Catholics kneel before a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary? It's for those of them to answer. I am not a Catholic. I will not be able to answer. I am a Biafran. I don't belong to any denomination. I am a Biafra because Biafra is my religion. So I am a Biafran. That is why, to some of us, it is an ideology, a way of life. NAFDAC have now destroyed 500 million naira worth of fake drugs in Anambra, only in Igbo land. As we were saying, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? One, when you see somebody outside, is your one, as if it is your mom that gave birth to the person. But in the same one, you have people using drugs meant for animals to feed fellow Igbo people. And these are traders in Anambra. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad. And you want God to bless you. Biafra cannot come under such circumstances. It's impossible. You benefit from the death of your own people. But of course, that is what Ike Kuremato are doing. Emeka Anyoku, P2B. Everybody benefits from the death of our people. So why not those in pharmaceutical? Boko Haram attack in Niger village lives 21 days. I said Niger, not Niger. Because Niger is French pronunciation. It is Niger. N-I-G-E-R. Or Niger. In Latin. Boko Haram attack in a Niger village leaves 21 dead, according to the army. They have now taken their fight into Niger, according to the French, Niger, according to the English. One is Niger, one is Nigeria. I'm a proud Nigerian, but you could have been a proud Niger person. It doesn't make sense to me, does it? It will to some people. Contrary to the position of Governor Ayo Fayoshe of Ekiti State, that the presidential candidate of the APC, Muhammadu Buhari, is in London for medical treatment, the APC Presidential Campaign Organization has said he is there to deliver a lecture. This very lecture was delivered today at the Chatham House, which is the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Has any Igbo man gone there before to deliver a lecture? Please, somebody should tell me, because I can't recall. They prepare all these things before Buhari so that the deepening bond and satanic fraternity between the British and the Hausa Fulani will continue. The only thing they have in common is equestrianism, which is the love of horses and using horse either to ride or to play polo. Well, that's all. Horse. Apart from that. And of course, the Hausa people are quite old in terms of, you know, a class of war. I had guns to go to battle with when British people were basically running about naked. Awasa has an old civilization. I give them that credit. And that is it. Horse and guns. How about us? They say, we even answer Christopher. We answer Henry. We answer, what are our names? Cordelia. We answer Anthony. We answer Kekwa Handiocha Obunojiro Jebenin. Or the Felix. For me, Kenneth. They named me. I kicked it into the cab immediately. All English names. His name is Muhammadu Buhari. They rather deal with Muhammadu Buhari than to deal with Goodluck Jonathan. No, it doesn't make sense to them. because they see you as a fool. Answering their name, they see you as an idiot. They regard somebody that answered their natural name. They respect them. There is one thing about white psychology some of you do not know. If you reject a white man and his ways, he respects you. If you accept anything he tells you, he will see you as a wishy-washy person who cannot be relied upon. Go and check in history anywhere. So you think, oh, don't say anything. You know, your name is Richard Henry. What is your name? I'm Richard Henry from Unewi. And we're here. People are daft. What is your name? Be proud of it. They rather deal with somebody who doesn't answer their name. Muhammadu Buhari, Alhaji, or is it who, whatever his name is. Malam Muhammadu Buhari. Than to deal with you answering Henrietta, Caroline. They are not your names. Do you think one day a white man will answer Okereke? The answer is no. Then why are you answering his name? Enlighten me, please. Inferiority complex, of course, from Africa. Very dark and timid. This is Radio Biafra. Buhari was here. They are fetting him. They love him so much because he's Awosa Fulani. He is not Igbo. He's not Biafra. So they love him. British hate Biafra so much. They don't want Biafra to rise up ever, because British people are the gatekeepers of hell to do the will of Satan. That's why they're here. Troops who stormed the terrorist camp in Bamo Forest in Bauchi State last week and destroyed it, we are reportedly said to have found identity cards and other incriminating items of some top politicians. The politicians who have been arrested are presently being interrogated over evidence of their ties with the dreaded terror sect Boko Haram, according to Vanguard newspapers. The coordinator of the National Information Center, NIC, Mr. Michael Mary, told newsmen in Abuja yesterday, this is a direct quote from him, following the last successful operation carried out by the security forces to dislodge terrorists from their forest bases in Darazo local government area, end of Baumo Forest, some politicians are currently being interrogated following the recovery of some sensitive registration cards and other materials of a prominent political party that we have found in the possession of some of the suspects arrested. Boko Haram working with APC, working with Buhari. All their members they share the same ID card. They belong to the same party of death, Boko Haram. So everybody, you just share your ID card depending on where you are. Then if you're lucky, you then fly to London, where Tony Blair is embracing Buhari. Hypocrites. They are hypocrites. And Tony Blair, man, I used to like so much because of his policies. You know, and now I realize that, as with everything in life, as I said, the Labour Party here, the Democrats, everybody who is left-leaning, they always betray you. They always betray you. Any left-leaning party in the West, not trustworthy. Nasarawa begs Igbos not to flee over polls. The Nasarawa state government has appealed to Igbo residents in the state not to leave before, during, or after the forthcoming general election. Special advisor to the governor. The governor is begging Governor Umaru Al-Makura of Nasarawa state on national integration. Ezedema Chukwunonso Onye Igbo Onyara. Ezedema Chukwunonso, useless people. Gave the advice when members of the Igbo Community Association paid him a courtesy visit in his office in Lafia on Friday. If you're asking this one to go, will he go? He's a special advisor to the governor and he speaks Awosa very well. He lives in a place developed. Go to this bastard's village. They're still living in a mud house, perhaps. We tell about one Nigerian. He believed and moved for this in Oba. We must continue. The special advisor also urged Ndibo to live peacefully with their host community, but they are the ones attacking us. That is what I don't understand. You're killing us and we're running away. You're asking us to live peacefully. Living peacefully means that they'll come and kill you. Is that what you want? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Igbo people benefit from the death of other Igbo people. So it's a good thing for you. The more of us they can kill, the more money you make in office as a special advisor to Governor Umaru Al-Makura of Nasarawa State. Daft people. The mass murderer himself, Yakubu Gowon. You know, indeed, but Ohaneze said before, we will organize for Yakubu Gowon to be arrested. And I don't think it wasn't up to 4 weeks after that. Ekweme invited Gowon to attend the wife's 80th birthday. Ekweme invited the person that killed his brothers, his sisters, everybody in their family, more or less. to come and enjoy with him on the occasion of his wife's 80th birthday. And they say, I insult Igbo people and I insult Igbo elders. My question to such people and to Ekwueme is this. Why will you invite somebody who killed 6 million of your people to come and dine with you? And people are still wondering, all these things that Igbos are suffering, where is it coming from? All this problem, you are the ones causing it. You are bringing curse, apart from those kneeling in front of Yoruba pastors. You are bringing curse upon yourselves by what you do. By virtue of what you do. He's asking you to go and pray. Go on. Go on is the founder and chairman of a Christian prayer group, Nigeria Prays, made the call when he and other members of the group visited Governor Isa Yeguda of Bauchi State in Bauchi. He appealed to every Nigerian to pray for lasting peace in the country, saying there could not be any meaningful development in an atmosphere of insecurity. Why is he asking for peace? Because once the zoo divides into two, or two and a half, as the case may be, because Yoruba can't quite go. They are not up, they are not down. He knows that his people, the TV people, will be overrun by Hausa Fulani headsmen. So they are using exactly the same logic that the former Midwest used, which is, we are better off in a very massive zoo called Nigeria, or else we can be picked up very easily by the big sharks. That's his logic, but he will not tell you. But here on Radio Biafra, we will tell you. General Yakubu Gowon is a murderer supported by the British. Another British-supported murderer of Biafran people. I'm just giving you examples so you will understand that there is no British presence in Biafraland. All their so-called British Council, there is none in Biafraland. I have not seen an Igbo person benefit from British Council before. There is not. Britain gave money to the zoo. And they said to the zoo government, make sure you spend 60% of this money in Ugwu Hausa. I'm telling you the fact. Go and check it. All your bearing communities in Akwa Ibom decry neglect. They are crying over there. The people of Eket and Esit Eket have decried the massive neglect of the communities despite huge resources tapped from the area in terms of crude oil. Oh, Eket people and Esit Eket, they are crying. But Eket people, some of your sons and daughters in America said you're not Biafran. You don't want to belong to Biafran. Some of them live here in England. They said, oh no, we are Nigerians. And your mother and your father told you, unfounded of course, after all, Asare Dokubo has come out to confess, basically, and we respect him for that. They have come out to confess, basically, that the problem is not from the Igbo man. The problem is from Ugwu Hausa, Hausa Fulani people. Today you are crying. Please, if I can ask the people of Eket and the city Eket, who is making you to cry? You are saying that your area is not being developed. But who is taking the oil? Okay, is this Nigeria? So now you realize that Nigeria is your actual enemy and not an Igbo man. Okay, at last it's sunk in. They are crying. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of Senator Helen Esuene, governorship unit campaign under Labour Party in Etebi, Esit. Esit Eket Local Government Council recently, the Eket people lamented that since the creation of Akwa Ibom State 27 years ago, there is no single project the area has benefited from successive governments. Whose fault is it? It is your fault. You said you wanted to belong to One Nigeria. That is the benefit of One Nigeria. Unemployment, no development. In fact, arrested development. They build without sewage system. Monkeys and baboons. Hundreds of Igbo widows recently rose from a marathon praying and fasting session. They went on prayer and fasting. My goodness me. They held this session in Owerri where they placed different degrees, you know, courses, you know. Igbo Madonu, it has different degrees. Degree 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. They placed different degrees of curses on the governor of Imo State, Owolerocha Sokorocha, and some members of Imo State Council of Traditional Rulers, led by Eze Samuel Ohiri, for peddling falsehood and dangerous propaganda that erroneously alleged that the widows carried a mock coffin during their recent peaceful protest against the incessant attacks on one of their own. The widows resorted to placing of curses on the governor and executive members and Ndieze for portraying them in bad light, which was the culmination of their fasting and praying embarked upon. Thereafter, they were attacked by thugs engaged by the state government to unleash terror, dehumanize and dispossess them of their personal effects. This is happening where you come from. A governor of a state afraid of women without husbands, widows, set thugs on them to molest them and beat them up. When these women lamented, they said, oh, they wanted to overthrow Okorocha. They brought coffin with them. It reminds me of Bilio Human Rights Initiative. You went to go and poison somebody. In the process, you maybe, can I say miraculously, the poison you were holding fell into a drink and you picked up the drink and you swallowed it. In the process, you died. In Igbo land, it's called Akansiri Paragon. You went to destroy something and you ended up being destroyed. That is what they are wishing now on Okorocha. Okorocha went to attack women who are defenseless. And when it was discovered that these women were defenseless, they were just doing prayer and fasting, they resorted to laying very grievous allegations against them. That is how, maybe that's where Bilio Human has learned their own rubbish. Now they have been struck off from court. They are floundering like fish out of water. They are looking for who to blame. They are now blaming the terrorists, saying, we wrote to Nigeria about them. They are. But you called me a terrorist. So how can the zoo accept letter from me when I am a terrorist? Can you see how stupid people are? Sometimes people don't reason. That is why I have no regard for black African people. They don't reason this maybe. Who can't think properly? You wrote to people saying that Radio Biafra IPOB are a bunch of terrorists. I was about to travel to the USA. You wrote to US government to stop me at their airport and question me because I am a terrorist. Some of you boasted that you will arrest me in America. Is that correct or not? When I went there, he was telling me about brotherly love. As soon as I came back to England, he started writing. What the cowards, you know. I can't shun Barunon. In your next life, when it comes to Biafra, if you have not been chosen for this very effort, don't even bother coming out. Every Ochichangwere, every idiot from every corner will come out. I don't blame you. I blame Owasurike, the arch fool that started all this nonsense, for deceiving all of us. Okorocha is like them. Their father, Okorocha, abandoned. You no longer can find money to pay for airtime. So now you know that airtime costs money. Okay. All those fools that you convinced in boxing them, all of you are now foolish, isn't it? Reminds me of the so-called minorities in the South. For very many years, Yorubas were telling them and the zoo government, Igbo man is your problem. Until one day they woke up. They were crying, but there is no development. The Igbo man you're blaming is a Nasarawa doing buying and selling. He is not the one responsible. But by then it is too late. The same thing happened to them, isn't it? You were inboxing them. Don't support them. Don't give Radio Biafra support. Don't do this. Did they stop us from growing? We are the largest indigenous broadcaster in the whole world. The largest in the whole world, I said. Did they stop us? The answer is no. It didn't stop us. And today you have now realized that you need money to broadcast. Oh my goodness me. As Ojukwu will say to the foolish Igbo traders in Lagos, good morning. We continue. Fraudsters are recruiting for Nigerian government jobs because everybody is a thief, from the president to the... So it's not a big deal, of course. But I'll give you the news. The Comptroller General of the zoo, Mr. David Paradang, has urged the monkeys that living within the Zoological Republic, seeking employment into the service, to disregard money for job offers by individuals saying they are scams. This was contained in a statement by Mr. Chukwuemeka Obua, the Service Public Relations Officer, and made available to News Agency of Nigeria in Abuja on Saturday. Listen carefully, please. The Nigerian Immigration Service, they're all the same thing. They are telling you to disregard people offering you jobs for money, saying, listen carefully, saying they are scams. The same man with Goodluck Jonathan organized a big scam in a stadium, telling people, bring money and buy forms so we can give you a job. Are you listening carefully? In other words, this man is using his own mouth to condemn what is going on in the zoo. The man is telling you that they themselves, him speaking, is a fraudster. And he's a top government official. The Comptroller General of the Nigeria Immigration Service, Mr. David Paradang. They themselves organized the recruitment of new intakes into the Nigeria Immigration Service. Vacancy was only 200. They sold 2 million forms. Which one is a fraudulent activity then? They, having done it, people now copied from them. People are now doing what Nigeria Immigration Service is doing. The zoo at its finest. Stealing and cheating. Fraud, of course, is Nigeria. So what do you expect? Everybody is a fraudster. Only our WhatsApp people that have bank accounts in England are clean. Like Omar Odiko. You know, you come, we look after you. I remember how Margaret Thatcher defended Omar Odiko so much. Didn't want Omar Odiko to go. Bologna in a crate. Remember? Nonsense. The zoo is full of criminal government departments run by fraudsters. Now, having done that recruitment, other people have now copied them. Everybody can now steal from the zoo. You can come and arrange your unemployment. $1,500 to buy a form. After that, you collect the money and you give police officer about 2,000 naira and the case will be closed. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. We are live and we are direct. We must remind you also, and we are coming to you from London this very evening. I can vote for Buhari against my father, says Tam David West. Listen to this very news. The eminent, this is the beginning of this very paragraph by a Sun newspaper. Eminent virologist and former oil minister, Professor Tam David West, is a die-in-the-wool supporter of Buhari, the presidential candidate of the APC. He has served Buhari as minister in 1984, and he says with relish, Buhari appointed me without having met me. The day I was sworn in as minister was the first time I met him. He adds that Buhari gave him absolute free hand to run the oil industry in 20 months that the regime lasted. So you're an eminent virologist. When we called you to come out during Ebola, Ebola is a virus, isn't it? For those who don't know, a virologist is a specialist in the study of viruses, you know, their behavior, how to cure them. When Ebola came as a virus, we called upon you as a virologist. Did you come out? The answer is no. Now, the white man that gave you Ebola has found a cure. Miraculously, of course, they do all the time, or they are working on it. Ebola is gone. You are coming out to tell us you ran the oil industry. And I'm thinking, virus, oil industry. Maybe they relate. I don't know. And the reason why you're voting for Buhari, not because he has good, this is a professor. I want to let people around the world understand how an average, typical monkey black professor reasons. The reason why he is supporting Buhari is not because he has good policies, because they don't understand what a policy means. You know, these are black people. It is because Buhari was his godfather, made him very rich by appointing him the oil minister. That's the only reason why. Now you see why Africa is so poor. Very, very poor indeed. Tam David West, the virologist that ran away when Ebola came. Virologist. I will leave this news for tomorrow about all these issues. Let us proceed, please. It is for some other time, not for this evening. I'm not here to check who Jesus got married to. Up on the channel, not me. Please, white people writing about it. Those that brought you the Bible are the ones writing it, not me. Child hawkers still on the streets of Abuja, and they are increasing. Child hawking in the Federal Capital Territory is at an alarming level now that streets, plazas, and other commercial areas have become a safe haven for child hawkers who, instead of going to school, have developed the skill of evading the FCT authorities to sell their wares. Agnes Agada, a 12-year-old Benue State indigene, hawks fried plantain and granules on the busy and dangerous Abuja Inner City Road around Akpo Legislative Quarters. As the traffic lights turn red, she darts bravely between rows of cars, calling out to hungry commuters in the hope of selling off her tray of wares, which totals 1,600 naira before dark. Only then can she return home. I want to tell you how much this little girl makes. She makes 1,600 naira in a day, which is roughly, it equates at about, say, £6 in a day, the total sales from this girl. And this £6 in a day cannot buy you a plate of food in any fast food restaurant. This child is not going to school. This child belongs to somebody. And the choices that the government have made relating to the survival of this very child is quite precarious, to put it mildly. Very, very precarious. A child of 12, don't go to school. They say free education, it is not free. Parents are suffering, people are hungry, they have to utilize their children. And for this very little girl, if sales are not going very well or the naira continues to fall, they will sell her and use her lungs. They need it in India, her liver, her pancreas, anything they can harvest from her. And the family may get maybe roughly 200,000 for it. And the organs will go to India. Then the zoo, the monkeys in the zoo will then fly to India to go and get cheap organ. They don't know that they're buying the same organ, or organs, I would say, harvested from their country. The life of a black person from Africa. Very depressing indeed. Leaders of 5 different unions at the Lautech Teaching Hospital, Osogbo chapter, led other members on a peaceful protest on Friday, demanding payment of their outstanding arrears since 2013, among other demands. The health workers under the aegis of Joint Negotiation Council of the Teaching Hospital Osogbo chapter paraded within and outside the premises of the hospital in Osogbo with various inscriptions on the placards. They have not been paid, some of them since, or the arrears they were owed since 2013, 2 years ago. The government will come and take your salary, which they budgeted for. That is the most, you know, as the Minister for Health, you budget for the pay of all the public nurses and doctors. And it was given to your department. So what happened to the money? Because you did not pay the workers. So what happened to it? No, it's in a foreign bank account in London. One Nigeria indeed. The Nigerian police has refuted, or the zoo police, they have refuted claims that posting of officers to various commands and formations are done with religious, tribal, and other considerations rather than merit and competence. The first spokesman, CP Emmanuel Ojukwu, made the denial yesterday in a statement made available to a particular newspaper, in which he said that such claims were both misinformation and disinformation. What do you expect them to say? They are saying what they are supposed to say, isn't it? Very, very sad indeed. The zoo commissioner for police, Fakwa Ibom, Mustafa Ali. So I asked for it before, please. Can the same person that sent me all the police commissioners send it to me again so that we can tell the world what we are suffering? The names or the list of the police commissioners in the Zoological Republic. Please, I need it. Inbox to me immediately, as quickly as possible, so I can read it. Anambra State Shippers Association. Anambra State Shippers Association. So that means that in Anambra State, and they import things, ship in Anambra. Where in Anambra State do you have ships in Anambra State? But anyway, let's go. We are talking about black people, so you please forgive us. Anambra Shippers Association without any ship. They are ship, they are talking about docks in Lagos. And then you start paying customs all the way from Lagos to head bridge on Niger, even beyond. Anyway, they call themselves Anambra State Shippers Association. They have urged the government of the zoo to gazette Onitsha River Port as a port of final destination for goods coming into the zoo. The president of the association, Mr. Emma Apaka, made the call while speaking to newsmen in Onitsha, Anambra State. Apaka spoke against the backdrop of the negative effect of locking up the multi-billion naira Onitsha River Port project for over 3 years under Jonathan's reign. You know, the man that promised you Second Niger Bridge. He promised you River Port, isn't it? Within that period, Jonathan has revived railway for Hausa people. He has built a dam for them. He is giving them free food, free education, everything is free. But people that work very hard and even pay taxes, Jonathan cannot take care of them. Give them just to the river. No, they will say no. Okay, allow the goods to come to Calabar Seaport. Calabar is... No, from Jonathan. You claim you're from South-South, yes? At least open one seaport in South-South then. There is no river in Ugwawasa. There is no ocean. Why don't you allow Port... After all, the white man that named it Port Harcourt, the Port Harcourt is not the name. Harcourt was the Secretary of State in England. The name is Ugwawasa. The white man that changed the name from Ugwawasa to Port Harcourt, they came there by ship, so ship can come to Port Harcourt. But no. Hausa and Yoruba, they want to, let me use their word, gazette Igbo people in Lagos. Take all your money before you start the very arduous and tortuous journey towards where you will sell your goods. Things are not working properly, are they? Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. The other news also is for tomorrow. Kneeling down before Arus Happy Rappi. That is the truth, of course. The National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, yesterday in Awka destroyed fake substandard and expired drugs worth over 500 million that Igbo people are selling to other Igbo people. Fake drugs, you take it, you die off. So if you find yourself burying too many people in your village, it could be as a result of fake drugs manufactured by Igbo people. Why are we doing this? Hunger and poverty. We are doing it because of the zoo called Nigeria. We used to love ourselves so much. We used to care about life. Even shedding of blood. Because of that, we are in the zoo with murderers. Anything you can do to make money, please go ahead and do it. If it means killing an entire village with fake drugs. Very sadly, that's what we're doing and it's not a very good thing to do. Boko Haram attack a village in Niger. Or in Niger. I don't know. Is it Niger State or Niger? Nobody knows. Do you know that you have Niger State or Niger State? If you want to be very posh and very French. You know, Mina, the capital, you know, where Bangida comes from. The thief and the murderer of the killer of Dele Giwa, for those who don't know. Their state is Niger State. But if you bring a French person now to come in, they will call it Niger State. You know, very cute and very posh. And then up the road, you have Niger Republic or Niger in English. Don't you think these two people need to be together in one country? No, they won't be. Because one is owned by the French and the other one is owned by the British. And that, incidentally, concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. And our lines are now open. I will, of course, as duty demands, invites the very eminent barrister to give us the benefit of his understanding of our presentation this very evening, that we may proceed, of course, to open up our lines and invite our people to give us their opinion, more or less, because this is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. If you call us right now, you will be able to speak on Radio Biafra. Once again, I have to remind you of the numbers to call or the channels through which you can get through to us. Those are +44 208 133 9974. I repeat, +44 208 133 9974. We are also on +44 78 31 308 376. I believe that the barrister has returned. Please, barrister, what do you make of what you have heard so far? Please, go ahead.
Director, good evening once again, and well done for the news you always have been before us here on Radio Biafra. News are not ordinarily read. Our news is done differently, in a different format that you can never get even on BBC or CNN, because CNN, they are not interactive. Here on Radio Biafra, you can only ring us and challenge anything we say that you believe is not correct, because we don't produce the news we read here. We blog it, our director will tell you. So anything that we say here on Radio Biafra is factual. Director, you said a lot, but I tell you, the only thing that I want to speak on and I've been relying on is Tony Blair and David Cameron hugging Buhari, when they know that this guy is not only imbecilic in nature, an uneducated man who has been there many times, tried his luck, but ruled the zoo. But once, he wants to try and try over and over again. His recent interview shows that this man is not coordinative, he's not collaborative, Even his English is not even adhesive. Yet.
Incoherent.
Neither is it coherent. Yet the British people want to hold him and put himself into power so that their oil will carry on while the Afghans are suffering. They will turn around and say, "There, no, we hate terrorists. Buhari is a terrorist himself, sponsoring Boko Haram. And every day they kill Biafrans. Tony Blair never, because of course he has oil plots in Biafra land. Who are the owners of this oil? Biafrans. I've said this earlier in my opening speech. All of you should wake up. We've been enslaved, we've been marginalized. Even here in Britain, they hate us. Wherever you are in their workplaces, they marginalize us. They don't see us as human beings. How the Fulani Boko Haram who are not educated, they are being even pushed to go and study. Now, fake Goodluck Jonathan is giving them food free. There is railways in the whole of Hausa land. There is airport everywhere. We don't have railways. We don't have even a seaport. The seaport we have in Port Harcourt, the Igbocha, in Calabar, is being used by Dangote. In Hausa land, there is no river in Hausa land. But here on Biafra land, they are using the only thing we have. Monopolistic. This is what British like. They don't want us to rise. They don't want us to challenge them. Because they know how wicked and treacherous British people are. We hate their gods. We don't like them. If they accept us that they are using our oil and are treating us fine, that's understandable. They hate us. But they want our oil. Fire the house out to let people around. Because the people they can easily manipulate, they know they are useless, they know they are indefinite, they know they don't understand anything. That's the only way the British people can easily come into Biafra land via the houses. Those ones are easily manipulated, and they know. Biafra, this year, 2015, will not escape us from Biafra. We remain votive on this particular mission. And that's the only thing I want to speak on, Director. Good evening once again. And thank you for the efforts for this
message. Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? We are Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Your name and where you're calling from is all we demand from you.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi, my name is Audrey Yozoki, calling from Canada.
From Canada. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are all listening.
I listen to you every day with my husband, Osita Yuvazoki. He's the one who calls you all the time from Canada.
Thank you.
And what I have to say is that you're doing a good job.
Thank you. And you're very kind. Thank you.
Very strong word of English. But the reason why I'm calling is to let you know about why the black man can't move forward.
Tell me.
It's because it's a dog-eat-dog society, and if they can, like, lose that mentality, they can work together and they can achieve a lot.
You think so? Do you think there's any hope? You think so?
Well, if we all work together and, like, instead of, like, thinking about themselves and, like, uniting as one, you guys can, like, achieve a lot.
I agree with you. Incidentally, I do agree with you. And thank you very much for calling. Is there anything else you would like to say, or just this very wonderful piece of advice you want to drop for us? Anything else you would like to say?
I think my husband will want to talk for a second.
Of course, of course. Invite him forward, please.
Wanda.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, my brother. I am so fine. You would always say,
of course.
The truth always remains one. It doesn't matter how one run around, you still come back to the same truth.
Of course.
For longer, more about home because I traveled.
You will give us your name before you continue because people are listening all over the world. Yeah. You know, here we say our names. Yes, go ahead.
Osita Uwezoke. I always call
Uwezoke. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
So, what I'm saying is, I'm making your news every time. You know, our people have been so. I don't know if it is hunger again. Sometimes you say because we are hungry. Sometimes I think it's not hunger. It's the, you know, you heard what my wife said. It's all about dog eat dog. Everybody wants, nobody thinks of future. Oh, it's just all about now. And that's why they, like the way you say people answer. Yesterday I was googling people's name. I googled Edwin. Edwin means rich, blessed wine. That is somebody's name. I googled Kennedy. It has no meaning. I googled. I'm telling you. I googled Linda. They say it happened. But this is the name.
You say Linda means what?
Happened.
That's my sister-in-law's name.
So, but like our Chibuchi, Osita Dima, Uche, Uche Chuku, all these things there. The people think all this English name is better, but it's not actually better. When you watch some slavery movies, you find out how they change our names.
Yes.
Your name is no longer Kunta Kinte, it's Nantobi. Just think of that nature.
Oh my God.
Brought Christianity and still change our name the same way, but our people are not thinking.
But they listen to Radio Biafra, so now they begin to think. That is why we are here. That is why we are interactive. That is why even the experience is a very good thing. So we are saying this evening, can you please, if you're going to answer an English name or an Italian name, European name, or even an Indian name, please, can you Google it before you come here? Because if you tell me your name is Christopher, I will ask you, what is the meaning of Christopher? Unless you give me a pure Biafran name, in which case you will escape that. Only for this evening, please. We don't want to be pulled off. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. I believe people are calling. Please, if I take your call, stay where you are. Do not disengage, especially for those of them on Skype. I am proceeding right now to invite the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, are you referring to me?
I'm talking to you, please, yes. Give us your name and where you're calling us from and proceed, please, very briefly. 2 minutes only, if you can. I want to accommodate as many calls on Buhari as I can this evening. And in the your chat, Buhari, Islam and Britain. Please, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans. Great Biafrans. My name is Neka Onyebuchi. I am the National Coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in the United Kingdom. I am from Obagi in Ogu, or within Ogu Province, Biafra land. My great people, freedom is expensive. So I urge every principal officer who hasn't made his payment to please arrange with Dear Continental Rep on the best way to complete this payment. We can understand that times are hard, but remember that where your wealth is where your heart is. Paying Biafra Defense Fund shows a lot of commitment. May I remind every one of us of the reason why our director left Biafra land to England. It has to do with our internet connectivity. This is very important because you all agree with me that this fight is not going to be done alone in the war front. It's going to be fought through the media power. So getting this equipment is very vital. This equipment will ensure that we receive uninterrupted broadcasts when director travels back to Biafra land. We cannot afford not to raise this money and purchase this equipment before he travels back to Biafra land. And so far, the contribution hasn't been going well. I don't know if everyone is expecting the other person to pay. So I expect everybody, everyone to be on deck to start making contribution from today, please. I know, and we all know that bringing out money is not easy. But it is even more challenging and a bigger sacrifice what our director and those working on the ground with him, especially the Army of Biafra, are doing. They are putting their lives online. So please donate today using our global account PayPal. It remains umunna2014@gmail.com. umunna2014@gmail.com. I expect the indigenous people of Biafra in Europe to rise to this challenge. Also, free donation from all around the world is welcomed. For those in Europe without a PayPal account, please contact your national Ozono coordinator for an update on how to make your donation and contributions. Please, always reference your donation with your name and start equipment so that we can always pick it out. This is very important. May Chukwu Abiama bless Biafrans. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Madabura. Thank you very much. And I thank all the family in the United Kingdom, no, especially in London, please, that went for evangelism earlier today, and every family around the world holding their meeting today. We pray that Chukwu Abiama will be merciful and kind, strengthen and encourage each and every one of you to play a very active, credible and worthwhile role towards this very restoration effort that we are making all over the world. Therefore, we must welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are indeed open. Our lines are open. We are taking your calls via every means available. If we take your call on Skype, stay where you are. We shall come to you right now. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, my dear brother. Please confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling us from.
My name is Obonnaya Akpa, and I'm calling you from Lincoln, Nebraska.
From Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, just very briefly, I want to respond to the question you posed while you were reading the news. You know, you asked why the British is treating us the way they're treating us, and then hobnobbing with the Hausas and the Fulanis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The answer is very simple. These guys, they put to practice whatever they learn in school. You know, in operations research or operational research, as you will call it over there in the UK, when you go through that training, you are able to apply good management decisions. You know, when you make decisions, you apply the best principles, the best strategies. So let's look at it. They came to Biafra land, they brought Christianity, they subdued us. Whatever they asked us to do, we did it without complaining. They asked us to change our religion, we did. They asked us to change our names, we did. They asked us to forget everything about our culture, we did everything without complaining. Now, if you want to apportion resources, you wouldn't waste time, you know, on someone who is not giving you any resistance. Okay? So where do they have to channel all their resources? They can only channel their resources to the Hausa Fulani, who they know that if they do not give them what they want, they can pick up arms, they can challenge them, they can do whatever, you know. So that's just the simplest reason.
Are you trying to say that the more you are obedient to Europeans and to the British, the more they disregard you, the more they hate you? So
exactly.
If you're answering their name thinking, oh, my name is Michael Collins, you think they will love you. They actually hate you because they see you as a fool. You don't know who you are. If anybody can come in and change the way you're thinking, it means you're a baboon. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, when they first came, if you remember the book I sent you a link to before,
yes,
that,
yes.
In one of the chapters there, they actually praised these guys up north and said that they already had a civilization.
That's what
they were wearing clothes when they came and met them. But then coming down, you know, further south into the jungle, these guys were naked, they were uncultured.
They were savages. They called us savages. They said we were savages.
So now they believe that this is a superior civilization. And then these ones are inferior. All you need to do is to tame the animalistic part of them. And once they were able to tame it with religion and, you know, education, thank God for the education anyway, at least we can reason at the same level for those who choose to reason at the same level with them now. But once they achieved that, they knew that they had no other job to do than to focus on the people that can give them you know, the biggest stress. So they are trying to mitigate the the threat that should come from the north, because these guys, I mean, when they fight, they are not afraid of dying. After all, when they die, they go to paradise and they have seven virgins and
it's 72 virgins. 72. Oh. It's been increased. Oh. Yes, it depends on the if you're fighting in the Middle East. I don't know if it's 72. If it's Boko Haram, 78. They add more six on top of
good.
It.
Good. And then all the alcohol that they are prohibited from drinking, now they'll get to drinking when they get to paradise, you know. So they are happy to die. But for us, we love life so much that any little day, please, please don't even provoke them. You will die. And then we accept it. But then after all, we are dead and walking about. Are we alive? I mean, ordinary malaria will kill you. You know, you drink water in the village, cholera will kill you. Anyway, you are walking on the road. If it's not accident because of potholes, you know, kidnappers.
A tanker will come from nowhere and crush you to death.
That reminds me, you know, back home when they used to, you know, Hannah Sogare Bible Ishi, and they would say that the serpent told Adam and Eve, in other words, there is no manner of death. You will not die. So forget about this idea of not eating the tree, you know, the fruit of the tree of life. So that is what we are living with right now. There is no manner of death that we are not dying simply because we have decided that we will not take our destiny into our hands. But thank God for people like you. Thank God for indigenous people of Biafra all over the world that are supporting this project. I pray that Chukwu Abiam will continue to strengthen all of us.
He said, well spoken. This evening is electrifying, well spoken. I love that. I have a caller on the line. Can you tell me where you're calling us from, please? Can you hear me?
I'm calling from Gabon.
From Gabon, why is your radio very high? Please turn it down. Banyuya, turn it off because it's interfering. I don't want to be hearing my own voice.
Okay.
I don't want. Why would I be hearing my own voice? When I called, you called us so that you can speak. You didn't call us so that we can be listening to our own voice.
I'm lowering the volume, sir. Now.
Go ahead. Turn it. Don't even lower it. I said turn it off. You will hear your voice later. You can go and download this program and listen to your voice. Go ahead. Can you go ahead?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm hearing you, sir.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have another caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. My name is Chukwunyera. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba? Chukwunyera, what is your father's name?
Uche.
Uche, thank you very much. I thought you would say Johnson. I don't ask the meaning of Johnson. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
You talked about why the British hate the Biafrans.
Yes.
I want to give you a mystery, a spiritual mystery of why they hate us. Can I read the book of Revelation?
Of course, you can read it. If it concerns Satan, please read it, because they're behaving like Lucifer right now. Please go ahead.
And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great war that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth has committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth had been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of the name of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and the fullness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The director, what I'm trying to explain here, this is a spiritual revelation. But the physical...
Have we lost him? Can you hear me?
It's upon the head of the government of the British Empire. It is the Queen, and Queen is the personality, physical manifestation of the personality of this revelation given to John of what will happen at the end. The Biafrans are the seed of God. And that woman, or the Queen, the fallen Queen of Heaven, which is the personality of the Queen of England, they want to make sure that the seed and the messiahs of Jesus to rise at this end time. Because the Biafrans, physically, both physically and spiritually, with their own religion, that men will worship God in themselves, not no more in the denomination, or going to places of worship, but in Biafran of these days, the people themselves will be the temple of God. They don't want this.
I knew his credit was running out, and I'm sure he will be able to join us again. I have a caller on the line. I have one on Skype. The one on Skype, stay where you are. I'm going to the phone line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Namde kanone de lanye mbo mbo. Namde kanone de lanye mano mbo mbo. Onye chukwu nyele ze na mada pole me ya mbo mbo. Nna ndị kanu n'edele anyị mmanụ mbo mbo. Nna ndị kanu n'edele anyị mmanụ mbo mbo. Onye chukwu chile ze na nyewandu pole me ya mbo mbo. Onye chukwu nyele ze na mada pole me ya mbo mbo. My director, this is Ifani Chukwu from Trinidad and Tobago, the same guy that has been calling you. I know it's been long you've not heard from me all this while. I say yes. Greetings all over the world, all my people from east to west, north and south. How are you, my director?
I'm okay, thank you very much. I'm okay, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. I called just to greet you. A lot of people have been even inboxing me, telling me that they've not been hearing my voice. What happened? I told them that it's woke, and also I have been trying the line, have not even gotten you. We have been trying, and
it's a very busy line, as you know. A very, very busy line. Radio Biafra is global. It's very busy.
As I am talking now, one of the Trinidad and Tobago man that has been here listening to Radio Biafra, I never rest until he listens to Radio Biafra. Every time, every day, he likes to be with me to listen to Radio Biafra. And he was telling me he wants to talk to you. Please, I will want you to just say hi to him. And also,
of course,
if there's any encouragement.
Of course, of course.
Or you can also give him.
Thank you. In Trinidad and Tobago, all the way in the Caribbean. Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello, please. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you for listening. We welcome your listenership. Please give us your name, please. Just your name.
My English name is Curtis.
Curtis. Curtis, what is your surname?
I'm not African. I don't have African.
Okay, you don't have African because enough. Of course, you're excused. Please, go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, but... Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Please go ahead. Go ahead, we are listening.
Yeah, but listening to that radio station, I really appreciate listening to you because you sound confident at what you do. And you know, I appreciate it, and you teach people the right thing that going wrong in the world. And you know, listening to it really wise you and it give you the education to know what's going on out there. And I really appreciate it.
I always want
to come to Biafra to see the lifestyle and see what Oyo went through and what the hardship that Oyo went through. And, you know, they can spread it to the world to see what black people is going through.
Yes.
I really appreciate the job you're doing.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate you calling and your listenership every blessed day. As I said before, and I will repeat now that you're here, that you're talking to us over the phone from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. Once Biafra is restored, every black person anywhere in the world will be able to travel to Biafra land visa free, but not Yoruba, not Hausa, not Fulani. Every other person can come. I thank you very much for listening and continue listening. And if we have our family meeting in Trinidad and Tobago, where Leonard Anemene is our national coordinator, please try and attend as well. Thank you very much for listening. And as we will always say, may Chukwa Biama bless you immensely. Thank you very much.
Okay, my director, are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I've heard whatever and everything you've told him. Well, we are still strong and we are still formidable and try and build our strong force here. That is all we are trying to put together, and God's willing, we will get there. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwa Biama bless you too. People are calling from everywhere. Please, if I take your call, especially on Skype, stay where you are. Sometimes we are having to prioritize those of them calling us on the phone because of the credit implications of it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Chibuzo Ekemezie.
Thank you.
I'm from Alondi Izog.
Izog.
Presently living here in Malaysia.
In Malaysia, go ahead, please.
Yes, director. To start with, I want to say thank you so much for what you have been doing for us, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and guide your family and protect you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, there is something that seriously that is bothering me much here among our people, so-called Igbos, if I may say. You know, sometimes when you talk to them, when I talk to them, or when you try to approach them with this, our program and everything, they are the one kind of statement always made. We sometimes I find it very boring. Even sometimes I'm kind of feeling to fight. Physically, if I, there's anyone I can slap the hair out of their faces. Sometimes it's really very annoying.
What do they say? Tell us.
Some of them, when you talk, even here, I'm telling you here, I can even go to the area here in Malaysia. So many of them are here. Igbos, where from even, from the same place with me, when you're telling them about this, they tell you this is a lunch, this is another study. Some of them will tell you, go forth when the thing started, we are coming after you. In fact, a lot of nonsense statements they do make. Sometimes, if not for something, I would even try to slap some of them out of the face. But that's what I want to ask. That is bothering me. These people that are saying this, what would be their fate, assuming the Biafran come, or if there's anything that they were doing, maybe by special grace, which I so much believe Biafran will come, that if people are seeing us going, start going, we'll go for the coming after us. If eventually anything happened, what would be there? I don't know how to put it. And then let me make it straight.
If they come, they have not participated, they will not enter Biafra land without paying. They will pay for everything. If they like, they can go and join Awosa Fulani Boko Haram. What happened to Bilia will happen to them. If you think that because you don't want to participate, you move against us, you will fall. One is in prison. Somewhere we didn't touch him. Anybody who is so foolish as to contemplate evil when all we do is to make our country come to realization, you're bound to have difficulties. And I include those of you who are just listening. Let us see what they can do. Or you're praying for us to fail. You are the ones that Boko Haram will kill. You are the ones that when you come back, Hausa man will take everything you have. At night time, armed robbers will accost you with the guns, of course, given to them by the same soldiers that you gave money in the afternoon. That is why you're very poor. That is why you are special advisor to Nasarawa State Governor, begging your people to stay back that they may be killed. Such mentality is what drives the brain of all those people around the world listening secretly. They're in Malaysia where you are. Some are in America. Some are in Canada. What I find so astonishing about black people is, come out of your place in the morning or from your condo. Look around you. Did all those buildings fall from heaven? The answer is no. Somebody, human beings, built it. Why can't you go and build your own? because you're a parasite by nature. So it shouldn't bother you. These are parasites by nature that shouldn't have been born in the first place. How they came to be in possession of Biafran sounding names, I do not know. Only an idiot will hear this very gospel and not be moved by it. Only a fool. And they don't deserve to inherit the kingdom of Chukwu Abiama upon the face of this very year. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafran, lovers of freedom. My name is Obiaman Namdebere. I'm calling from Sweden. Yeah, it has to do with our embassy in Victoria, Victoria, Spain, next weekend. The committee, we've decided that due to the accommodations for people that will be traveling far and wide for these events, the accommodations have been made available. The hotels which we chose, I've already publicized them. So I'm calling for on all Biafran that have been inquiring about all these hotels. The hotels are there on the Facebook pages of many of our groups and on the primary page of Radio Biafra London. So I will enjoin all Biafrans, all attendees, to make their reservation on time before the prices change as well. In the same vein, I would like to use this opportunity to call on Mazin Zurumike from Germany to please contact me, probably now that the broadcast is on, or immediately after the broadcast, due to some things we've been discussing, as well as all Biafrans here in Sweden. I'm urging everybody to please up the ante now and come out en masse, and, because we have a whole lot of things which need to be attended to. Thank you very much for the work you're doing, Director, and every other members. I hope we all see next week in País Vasco in Spain.
Thank you very much.
And good night from Sweden.
Thank you very much, and also good night. A call from Sweden, my secretary will be able to better. Thank you very much for that. I have to remind each and every one of us, as I said, I will this very evening going forward, that we are opening our embassy in Victoria, in Spain, in País Vasco, that is the Basque territory, the autonomous, almost independent Basque territory. They understand freedom. They understand what it means to fight for freedom. And there is no better place around this world for us to situate our international administrative headquarters and in the same vein our embassy than in Victoria. So Radio Biafra will be coming live to the whole world from Victoria in Spain this coming Saturday. If you have not made your arrangements to be there, try and be there. We will be in the Basque territory, in the Basque region, País Vasco, Victoria to be precise. Next weekend, people are coming from all over the world. We will be there. When we do things, we do it in grand style. This is IPOB after all. Very, very grand. You see? Of course, he wouldn't stop us, would it? We are unstoppable. As we told them that we are. I have 3 plans when I do something. 3 all the time. Everybody around the world, or those who are very close to what we are doing, they will know 1 out of the 3. UCMFO will know 2. I reserve 1. That is where we can never fail. There is always a way out of every circumstance. Everything is planned to the letter. We had an embassy somewhere before that they converted it in more or less into a drugs den. That was when I knew that there was something wrong with some of our people. They will convert any situation to their own advantage. And under such circumstance, there is no way Chukwu Abiama can be with you. Virtually impossible. We are going to Victoria to a proper embassy. When we unveil it, you will see the grandeur and the very essence of this place. We are not messing about. We want to let the zoo... People must know this place. We are not going to stop. Some people are praying, oh, maybe after 1 or 2 years, you are mad. We are not going to get, we are not like you. Some of you come to us in the name of Ahane Zendibo, Mawundena Gwonshi, Ndidibia, native doctors. That is your business. What propels us is the mercy of heaven, because Biafra must be restored. You would not have seen anything like this before. If you're praying and hoping, oh, maybe tomorrow they will stop. They have been inboxing all of you. Did it stop us? They have been gossiping left, right, and center. Did it stop us? The answer is no. I say to people, I love it. Every time something happens, we come out stronger. Do you know why? We are just because we are going to meet the real enemies. I call it mock exam. What we are doing is to learn how to be strong and resilient. Anytime there is a shift of emphasis, some idiots will fall by the wayside, but real serious people are resurrected. They come up and we become even far more stronger, and we are going to demonstrate it in Victoria, Spain, this coming Saturday. We'll tell the world how serious we are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, not at all. Not at all. They had disengaged. I told them to stay. That was why you lost the war. Lack of discipline. Lack of discipline. You don't obey. Very simple instruction. Stay somewhere and wait. Open out, you just have to leave. Very sad indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My Lord. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead, we are listening. Go ahead and turn your system down. We are listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
My name is Christian Chibuzon Dubisi from Olo.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, yesterday I heard about something you are saying about our Biafra flag. So, I'm going to come to you, but I'm a Chibuku. I'm going to give you my Ogojukwu nọndọ ọsọ datara na ihe ọma niile na-apụta n'ụwa na-esite n'ebe ndị ojii na ure na-apụta. Ya mere flag anyị ji bụrụ anyanwụ site na black pụta. Like ịma atụ mgbe amụrụ Jesus Christ, 3 wise men si from ọwụwa anyanwụ pụta. Si na amụọ n'onye nzọpụta kpakpando duru ha gawa ebe amụrụ ya. Ma ha gara hụ eze Herod. Then ha gwa eze Herod so na ha na-aga ebe ha mụrụ onye nzọpụta na amụ eze. So Herod asa ha okay na ha madụ na ọ bụrụ na ha chọta ebe ahụ mgbe ha ga-ala ha bịa gwa ya. Ya nwekwa ike ga-akpụ isi ala nye ya. So oge ndị 3 wise men ga-ahụcha nyecha ya onyinye. Ha na onwe ha laghachizie mmụọ Chineke gwa sị na ọ na-aga achịkwula ebe ahụ na onye awụọ onye ọjọọ. Iji kọwara gị na ndị ọcha ahụ etere ihe ọma for long kamgbe mbido ụwa. So, because of Amuru Jesus Christ, Herod gave about 4,000 children from a day old to 4 years. Condition of Jesus Christ. If you want to have a Africa, no, can you have a taxi with Arabia? Approach Jesus Christ, but I have a Africa, you have a Africa, can you serve? Then, after serving Jesus Christ, you have a Africa, then, on the way before you read it, Allah shall have back, because you have a so nebe anyị nọ ka ihe ọma anyị chiwere na-apụta. So ofu ihe m na-agwa gị n'ime wụ na o ji atala gị na ndị ọcha dị against us or something like that. We are the light of the world. So n'ihe niile Chineke mekwere n'ihe ọma nye gị. O nwere mgbe Chukwu gwere anyị okwu ọ sị na ya nọ na oge ya nọ na nrọ.
Yes.
Obi ga-apụta ịbarụta Biafra n'ime anwụhụ ha. Mana ya amaghị onye ọwụ. That's why it was Rike Jibuta Ojukwu Emeghi Breath, not knowing na ihe were sabotage. So, by the grace of God, mwa afukula na ina na ogun wawo onye Chineke na nyinya ga n'ihu na eme ya. Olu, as a host, the 3,000 we are for you. Anyị nọkwa na ya. Enweghị ọrụ ibu adịghị ata anyị. Ihe ọbụla na-eme na anyị nọ ya. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Olu is very, very strong. Way too strong, and we commend all of them. And that is why we do what we do, frankly speaking. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. Heaven, I did not want to do this. Never. But Chukwu Abiama said it must be done. And we have to do it to the best of our ability.
and whilst doing it, we are without fear before any human being born of a woman, because I believe that darkness can never defeat light. We represent the light of this very world. Our brother was making biblical references to the three wise men from the east that accosted King Herod on their way to acknowledge the coming to life of the spirit that Chukwu Abiama sent from heaven, embodied in this very little baby that was born in a manger. That white people don't like good things. There are some of them who are conscientious. Some of them are very, very conscientious, very normal, very good people. Very good people. But I don't know why only the evil ones get into power. That is the problem I have. Why is that? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Dada, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
My name is Ugochukwu Titus. According to the gospel of today, there is something that touched me.
And where are you calling from? Ugochukwu, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
From Istanbul, Turkey. Can you tell us the meaning of Titus?
That is my father's name. I don't know. But there is something I want to say before. There is something I want to say. You know, my father, I have my name before because I want to join the English world. I changed my Igbo name. I changed my Igbo name to Kennedy. But today I am removing that name. Anything that relates me with the devil, I am removing that Kennedy from my name. I am going back to my real name. My name is Chukwudi. My baptism name in Anglican church was Chukwudi. So I am going back
what
to
is
that.
Hold on. What is the meaning of Chukwudi?
Chukwudi, God day.
God is here. Is that correct? That there is God.
Yeah, God. Yeah,
now,
God,
now,
yeah.
What is the meaning of Kennedy? Hello?
Hello, director.
What is the meaning of Kennedy? Your name is also Kennedy. What is the meaning of Kennedy?
I find the I googled it. It means commander or something like that. I googled it. It's commander or something.
Hold on. Given who you are, which name would you rather prefer? Is it this one that exalts God?
From today, I am removing that Kennedy. I prefer Chukwudi.
That's better.
And Ugochukwu, my name.
Yes, now you're talking. Chukwudi, yes. Ugochukwu, that is better. The eagle of God. Yes. Ugonke Chukwu, please go ahead.
I prefer that name. So go ahead. It would be Chukwu Chukwudi, Titus, my father's name. I cannot change his name for him. That is my father's name.
Yes.
I cannot change that one.
Go ahead.
So, director, there is one thing I want to say. You know, there is English word that say there one thing constant things in life is change. There is one thing in life. You know, these British, they cannot continue like this. I want to send this warning on air. You know, if their plan with Buhari, if they succeed, great tragedy is going to befall each person that hold the political office in Britain. Great tragedy is going to befall them. What happened to the people of Egypt when they hold the children of God ransom, and God is telling them, let my people go, and they refuse? That thing is going to happen again in that Britain. If they refuse and they plan with Buhari to enslave the people of God, that great tragedy is going to befall them this time. And they are not going to escape it because nobody on this earth will fight God, Chukwu Abiama, whom we serve. Nobody is greater than that God. And when God said, let my people go, Britain will not be a blockage. And if they dare, they are going to drown in the Great Sea. They are going to drown because they are trying to make the... Because in Romans chapter 3 or chapter 4 verse 3 says, let the whole world be a liar, but let the word of God be the truth. Let the word of God come true, and let the whole world be a liar. And I am speaking to that word because he said, Chukwudi will send you. And when Chukwudi will send you, he tell you, go and liberate his people. And you have been preaching, and letting the whole world to know, this is the time to restore Biafra. And Britain is planning with Buhari, and they are embracing Islam, forgetting that the one that brings Christianity to us. And now they are bringing curse on themselves because they tell us that we worship God. Now they are embracing Islam because now they love darkness instead of the light they bring to us. You know, but to this time, they are not going to escape the wrath of God. That's the punishment God used to that God bring to the people of Egypt when they refused the Israelites to go. The same punishment God is going to lavish it on every person that is plotting this evil against us. This time they are not going to escape it. And the Lord is going to show a sign on the air in the entire nation of Britain. God is going to send an example for them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
One thing I want to say also, because I want us to set an example. Anybody that is going to use this name Biafra on the selfish interest of his own, trying to tell the people that he's fighting for Biafra, but in the other hand, he's fighting for his own selfish interest. Therefore, we need to wipe these people out. We need to use them to set an example before we match with our real enemy.
But Chukwu Abiyama is removing them already. Ndio Shinandiyama, those of them who, when they go and they are dancing with Okorocha, they say, oh, we are Nigerians. They come in front of you, they say, oh, we are Biafrans. Look at the criminal of Wasurike. He went to Asorok. And I asked him, when you went to Asorok to go with Ohaneze to go and see Jonathan, you are the campaign manager for Jonathan in the Southeast. Is that correct or not? Yes or no? I asked very simple questions. Yes or no? Did Ohakim come to your house to campaign? Where in this world have you seen a political party belonging to your opponents, your enemies, come to the house of a freedom fighter to come and campaign in the Banye Unuwekwechiche? He allowed Mustafa to come to Okwe. He allowed Mohammed, the son of Abacha, to come to Okwe. They signed peace treaty. They signed what is called a memorandum of understanding. When you asked him, said, I don't know why our people love lies so much, because they have been consumed by so much darkness. There is darkness everywhere where people do not understand it. They can never comprehend it. I don't understand, honestly speaking, why anybody will come and forget that millions of children, I'm not talking about adults, died because of Biafra. Why would you come out if you know you have not been called? You need to be doing your own work before you're called to do this. This is service. Ojukwu was called to serve. Ojukwu never knew what was going to happen until they started killing his people. You have to be thrust forward by circumstance. You don't sit down and connive and plan and say, this is what I'm going to do. I told Wasurike, vultures will eat his flesh. When I speak, people should write it down somewhere. Because when it happens, you will say, you heard it on radio, Biafra. Vultures will eat his flesh. He will be conscious as they're eating him. I'm telling you the truth. Watch and see what is going to happen. Because this very fight, it is more spiritual than physical. Chukwu Abiyama cannot give us Biafra if we are evil people with tainted hands and hearts. Chukwu Abiyama cannot bring Biafra if some people can sit down in Awka or in Onitsha and manufacture fake drugs and kill people. Chukwu Abiyama, that is why we came to preach this. People don't understand why we are doing things the way we're doing. We want to preach the gospel of heaven first to let you understand what Biafra means. That Biafra is more than a political movement. Because if we do not change our ways, Biafra will not come. Because it is not in the gift of anybody to give you Biafra. Biafra is in the gift of heaven. We need to place ourselves, our minds in a particular dimension to allow things to function for us, or else Biafra will not come. Because Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That is why the British Ekwensu cannot talk about it. The devil cannot understand it. That is why they go on embracing darkness all the time in Islam, propagated by Awusa Fulani. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Yeah, another thing, there is one verse I send in this Skype. There is one verse. I want you to use that one to predict something. I send you Second Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. I want you to use that one to make a decree that any plan against this thing, the Lord God Almighty will turn it into foolishness. They will never succeed. They will never achieve it. So you read Second Samuel chapter 15 from verse 31. They plotted evil against David. But the Lord will turn their gathering into foolishness. I want you to use that one to make a decree. Because the Lord God Almighty will hear your voice.
Chukwu Abiyama has made decree already.
So but now, you have to...
Okay. I will reaffirm it. I believe I will reaffirm it. Some people came against us. It's not that they don't come. They come against us. Ofun on a prison in Norway. They came against us. Out of nowhere, they came against us. Out of nowhere, they wrote to governments of the world asking them or telling them we are terrorists. Today, the same people, they say, we are Nigerians. We obey the law in Nigeria. Today, Nigeria don't want them. Today, they have been pursued by the same Nigeria. Because their hands were not clean. And when you tell our people, they don't understand. The only leg upon which they are standing on no longer exists. And they are looking for who to blame because their incompetence is so shameful for even their myopic minds to behold. If you come against us, you'll be destroyed. Now, I will not touch you. Man metogaka. But I will pray for you. And I pray my own prayers are written in the open. Chukwu Abiyama cannot bring us out and abandon us halfway. Given. If this is his project, everybody coming against the work we are doing will face disgrace and humiliation. And today, they have even abandoned their name. They don't answer Bilie Human Rights anymore. They are answering Office of the Indigenous People of Abia. Our name! They are answering our name. We can't stop them from answering our name because Biafra doesn't belong to anybody. But if they commit fraud with it, they will go to jail. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. I have people waiting everywhere. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Nwabuezi Chinedu. Also called Collins, but I have tried to remove Collins.
Before you remove Collins, what does Collins mean? Did you Google it?
Director, I did Google it, but I couldn't find any substantive meaning of that of that name. So
you've been answering a name without meaning. Director,
hey. The name sounds very, 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 very fantastic. That is why we love answering the name. You know.
Is that why we love answering the name, or there is something far more fundamental than that? Is that why we love answering it?
Director, I tell you, most of those names sound better than our evil names. That is why we go with those names.
I remember asking somebody, I think I was discussing this with my wife the other day. I remember asking somebody, why is it that we don't propose in Igbo language? It's because it's not very sexy. You know, to meet somebody, say, it doesn't sound quite normal, you know. So that is the thing. If it sounds very sexy and a bit white, then you take it on, you know, like Collins. But what is the meaning? It is meaningless. It has no meaning. And anyway, please continue. What is your new name now? What is your proper name? What is it?
I am Nwabuezi Chinedu.
What is the meaning of Chinedu?
That God leads.
Everybody, that God is the leader. Everybody has God in their name. Everybody.
Yes.
And then you have somebody who is uncircumcised telling you, I am bringing the word of God to you. My name is Chinedu. Before you came, white man, God has been leading me. That is my name. What is your name? Your name is Mr. Smith. What does it mean? It means nothing. And you're telling me you're bringing me word of salvation. Please go ahead.
Director, I have corrected that mistake, Director. That is why my son does not have any name English. He has Chibuike as his name, and that's the only name he has. Director, thank you for making us know who we are and where we come from. I am the coordinator of the IPOB family in Hamburg. I want to first announce our
Hamburg is where? Where is Hamburg, please?
Hamburg in Germany, Director.
Thank you.
Yes, I want to first of all announce our meeting coming up tomorrow, the 22nd day of February 2015, time 18 o'clock, that is 6 p.m. European time, Central European time, and the venue is Firing Camp number 27. Firing Camp is in Hasselbrook. Anybody that takes the railway here knows the S-Bahn station, Hasselbrook. It is a walking, it is walkable from the station. About 5 minutes, walkable, trek from there to where we're having our meeting. Please, we call upon all the Hamburgers to come and join us. Please, we have secret listeners in Hamburg. I tell you, Director, almost every Igbo person in Hamburg listens to Radio Biafra secretly. They listen morning, and even night. Director, could you believe that last time you hosted a program from Biafra land by up to 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
That somebody in Hamburg listened to you. So they all listen, but they don't want to come up because, like you said, because you are not Peter Obi or Okorocha. That is why they don't want to come out and join what we're doing. But I tell them, like you said, time will come when they will beg to come in, but it will be late for them. And please, I call upon our members. I have some strong dear friends in Hamburg, and I'm proud of them. Please. Tomorrow is another day. Come, let us exchange ideas on how to go back to our country, Biafra land. And Director, I am happy to announce that I'll meet you in Victoria, Spain.
Wonderful.
For the opening of our embassy.
Wonderful.
I'll be there, Director. So, Director, carry on with your good work. Your message is thinking through. We are getting your message, and everybody's listening. And by the grace of God, we are going to triumph. Carry on, the Director, and good evening.
And good evening to you as well. Thank you very much. He has been doing so many things. Very, very strong indeed. Nzurumike, stay where you are. I'm going to the Skype now. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me, Director?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please, your name and where you are?
Good evening. My name is Promise Odera Ono. I'm calling from London, United Kingdom.
From London, thank you. Promise, what does promise mean?
Unkwa. Unkwa.
Promise means unkwa, yes?
Yeah.
Unkwa, yes. Well, what does promise mean? If your name were to be taken away from the English, and if your mom or your dad were to give you that name, what would they call you?
Nkwachukwu.
I cannot hear you.
Nkwachukwu.
What is the meaning of Nkwachukwu?
God's promise.
God's promise. You see how a white man took away God's promise and only gave you promise. Your name is Nkwachukwu, which means God's promise. And anytime somebody calls you that name, you receive a blessing. Do you know that? Because the name you bear follows you. But once, you know, a white man can't understand God's promise. So your name is Promise, which in essence means Sunkwa. Promise of what? Promise to sell somebody as a slave or what? Your name is Nkwachukwu. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first and foremost, Achomo Ikenunu. Can I see everybody?
Please.
I want to thank everybody.
Speak English for us, please. Speak English, people are listening all over the world. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I want to thank everybody for the consistency. I mean, at a point, I think ending last year, due to other engagements, I didn't follow up. But sometimes when Fuku, my fellow brethren, Willish or any other place, I normally greet and ask questions. And now I have the time. I always listen to this broadcast. And just now, Banya, there have been some Bible passages being quoted. So I remember that I was in the church the other day, and we just come across this verse. So I just
can't you speak English consistently? I don't know why you're mixing it all the time. Why is that? Speak English only. People are listening. Okay. They want to hear you. Please go ahead.
Exactly. So I just want to read a passage in the Bible, and that's Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 24. So he's talking about Moses. He said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the compass of the reward. So exactly.
No, give me that verse again so I can read it for Wazulike to hear. What is the verse again?
So it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. You can read further down. So when I was going through this verse, what came to my mind was explicitly Biafra. Because some people have given reasons that, oh, I have a land in Lagos. Oh, this one. Oh, that one. I don't want to kill myself. But look at somebody here who has the first class, you know, call it anything, luxury and everything, refusing all those pleasure to be what? To be with his own people. Sometimes people don't understand the fundamental value of where you come from, of your root. If people that have made it in life, like let's say all these celebrities in the States, can still go back to Africa, try to find out who they are, why are we that know where we come from, try to run away from there, and then even in most cases deny ourselves who we are and refuse to associate ourselves with our people. No matter how long you stay abroad, no matter how much money you make abroad, you are still from that wretched place. That's why you have to go back and make things right. And whatever it will take you, you just have to do it. It came to a point in time that Moses has to kill two Egyptians that were fighting with his people, and told them that the Egyptians you see today, you will not see them no more, that God has delivered you from them. So whatever it will take you to be free, that somebody called in and said that freedom is expensive, we should just understand that this is the price you have to pay. And some other person said that people are thinking about now and forgetting about the future. We need to give our children a gift. Look at what is happening in Nigeria. Nigeria is a mess. Nobody wants that. These people, they come here, they see all the good life here, and they just go back and make that place even worse. So we have to stand up and do something better for our people. And I'm encouraging everybody that is calling in, that is anywhere they are, to put in their best, be it prayers, anything, to just make sure that this thing comes true. And the other day I sent you a WhatsApp. The word bilier, I came across it in the dictionary. It actually means to show, to be false, contradict, to misrepresent, to act unworthily according to the standards.
Are you serious? You sent it to me. You did.
Sent it to you. B-E-L-I-E. Bilier is an English word. And people are answering it, claiming to be Biafra. So all these things, we need to understand that this is the only place that I've seen truth. And we need to do what? We need to stand by truth and do anything to foster our progress. Thank you so much. That's my contribution.
Thank you, my dear brother. And well-spoken people are everywhere. I know that there is somebody right now on the phone, and I'm going straight to him or to her.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Evening.
Good evening.
My name is Solomon Chikwemeka Elu. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
Grace of God, I'm one of the coordinators in Aba.
Thank you. What is the meaning of Solomon? What is the meaning? Hold on. Solomon, can you hear me? No, you're not listening. You are not listening to me. You are not listening. He's on a monotone. I want to know the meaning of Solomon. No, he is not paying attention. It is either he is not listening or he doesn't follow instructions. I need to, once you give me a name that is not Biafran, I will ask you for the meaning of that very name. I wanted to ask the meaning of Solomon. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, Felix.
Felix who?
Felix Uzoho, but I've always been listening to you.
Thank you. What is the meaning of Felix, if you don't mind?
Okay, my real name is Namdi Zoho, but I answer Namdi Zik on the Facebook.
I know. Ozoho, tell us the meaning of Felix, please.
Actually, Felix is a Hebrew word for happy, being happy.
Felix is a Hebrew word for happy. What is your other name?
Yeah.
What is your other name?
My real name is Namdi Zik.
And what does Namdi mean?
Namdi means my father is available.
Thank you very much. Every name we bear glorifies heaven. That incidentally is also my name. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually, because I've been listening to you once not long ago, but I've been meaning to really been talking to talk to you. But what interested me to call you today is because of one question you raised. you've been asking this same question. Why is it we're always hated by, you know, why the British, you know, support the Arabs and the yes. Hausas?
Mm-hmm.
If you go into, you know, do you have the Bible? I will explain it to you because this will give it to you in Psalms 83.
What Psalm is that?
Psalm chapter 83.
And hold on a second before, turn your system down, please. I can hear a static on the background. Turn it down. Because yes. I want to explain something to people. Please stay where you are. I want to, because of what you have just done now. Have you noticed how out of every two callers, somebody makes a reference to the Bible? I want you to follow any phone-in program anywhere in the world and see if there is anywhere else on this earth where people will constantly reference the Word of God. All the time. That tells you who you are. Not even those that brought you the Bible can do that. You can listen to radio shows in England for 10 years. You will not hear anybody reference the scriptures. But here people do. That is ingrained in us. That is who we are. The children of God. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let's start with verse 3. I want you to read this because there's a crafty council being organized. This is a spiritual war. If you remember the story of Isaac and then the story of Ishmael, so that spirit that's still fighting, you know, that lineage. So they have very good reason. If you remember also Esau actually the blood, you know, the lineage for the white people today. And then Ishmael is the lineage for the Arabs, the Hamites. But most of the Hausas, if you read this, all the nationalities in the world today are actually covered in this Bible. And it's showing to you how they will have a crafty council against the children of God. Because the main issue is not these people behind it, there's a spirit behind it. Can we read it? Maybe it can explain it better for you.
No, if you have it, you read. My system is frozen. I cannot be able to get in. All this rubbish HP that they build these days.
Okay,
I
let can't me start with the past three in that chapter, Psalm 83. Okay? He said they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Verse 4, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may not be no more in remembrance. That's the whole idea. Now, who are those nations? Verse 5, he said, for they have consulted together with one consent. That's why they always have agreement. They are also confederate against thee. So verse 6 says, the tabernacles of Edom, which is the white race today, the Caucasian race.
Yeah, the Edom.
And the Ishmaelites, which are the Arabs today. That's why they always be together, no matter what.
Now, this is becoming too interesting. I'm beginning to love this. That is... are you quoting from, is this Psalm 83 you're talking about, yes?
Yes, Psalm 83, in version.
I must get this system to work. I'm switching system to another one. I love what you're saying, please. I love it. So I must have this thing read out. I want to, you're telling me something I never, my goodness me.
For a long time you've been raising this question, but I was hoping, because almost everything you say come to, you know, it's fact, it's truth, and they can all be explained by the Bible. Everything. All you've been saying.
So are you sure all I've been saying is fact?
Yes, except one thing, which maybe someday I will discuss with you.
Now, I want you to tell me on air, what is that thing that is not fact that I have said?
Can we cover this today?
okay, we will. Because I would like to understand that very thing, which may be factually inaccurate.
I'll let you know.
Hold on, let us get this. I want to get this 83. Hold on. Where do you want me to read? I want to read this, please. What you're saying is interesting.
From verse 3.
From verse 3?
Yes.
People must listen very carefully about the visit of Buhari to London. It's even in the Bible, according to our brother. Let's see what the Bible has to say about Buhari's visit to come and meet the British in London. Verse 3. With cunning, they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation so that Israel's name is remembered no more. No wonder they even conspire against Israel.
Can you use the King James Version? Because this is the more accurate, actually, version.
I should use the King James Version?
Yes, it's more near enough to the original Hebrew Bible. Yes.
Una Honania, nobody knows the truth anymore. Everybody has their own version. My goodness me. Everybody has their own Bible. King James Version, Elizabeth Version, King Henry Version. Everybody with their own version. I'm trying to get through. I cannot get through, please. The system I'm using, people are calling me on it. Psalm, hold on a second. It is Psalm 83. Is that correct?
Yes.
Psalm 83. Please do bear with me. We are on Radio Biafra, please. We are King James Version. I've got it here. I think I have. I've got KJV, King James Version. Is that correct? No, it keeps defaulting to King James. I want King James Version. King done. Let us see if we have King James Version. Yes, okay. From 3. Okay. 3 is, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Is that correct? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. They have people, they're calling me. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thine hidden ones. Is that correct?
Yes, continue.
They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmael.
Yes. This and is then also Moab is actually Chinese today. Go on.
My God in heaven. This is unbelievable. The tabernacles of Edom, which I know to be Caucasian people, Ishmaelites, which I know to be Muslims, of Moab and the Hagarines.
Moab is Chinese.
And who are the Hagarines?
Hagarines are actually Africans, like most of, like the...
like Awasan, Awasa Fulani.
Yes, like Awasan.
On the Awasan, on the Awasan Kaga, on the Ojo. Gebal, who's Gebal?
Gebal, yeah, Gebal is actually Africans, Hamites.
And who are the Ammon people?
Okay, the Ammon is the Ammonites.
How about the Amalekites?
They are the Japanese you have today.
How about the Amalekites?
The Amalekites, actually the Khazarians, the one, this is the point you were trying to ask me before.
Yes.
Those are the ones, if you look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, they are the ones that converted into Judaism today.
Okay, we'll come to that. And of course, the Philistines, we know who they are, is that correct?
Yes.
We know who the Philistines are as the Palestinians, is that correct?
Yes.
And who are the inhabitants of Tyre? Tyre is in Lebanon.
Tyre is actually also part of Africa, some of the Africans as well.
Tyre and Sidon. Where is Tyre?
Yes.
Tyre and Sidon. Okay, we continue.
Ashur are the Assyrians.
Ashur are the Assyrians, also joined in them. They have hopen the children of... My goodness me.
Yeah. So what is happening? If you see from the beginning, when Ishmael, you see the Ishmael, the baby.
Yes.
So they have good reasons, you know, to be angry against us. Because they were not the chosen line. They were not the seed line at all. So the Esau, they were not happy. Remember how he lost his birthright?
Yes.
So up to today, they will never be happy. But the important thing is to know is that... at the end of the day, God will save us. And that's why what you're doing is a marvelous work. Yes. All these things will happen because if you look at, I don't know, if you have time, you can go to Deuteronomy. I can explain to you more also.
Yes. To the book of Deuteronomy, what is he saying? Are you a priest of some sort? Are you a pastor?
Yeah. Hello?
Are you a pastor? I said, are you a priest?
No. I'm not a pastor. I'm actually a consultant engineer.
You're a consultant engineer. Okay. Yes. But you have time for the word of God. That is amazing.
Because I started listening to, I don't know, InfoWars, you know, Alex Jones, about 4 years ago. Then that was what you were just saying today. You reminded me exactly what I was hearing. Then I was adding one and two things together. Then... you know, I started reading the Word of God because it's not from what the people, the churches are doing today. These are another thing we can go through. It's really serious. That's why I support what you've been doing. And then when I started adding things together and studying, you know, I just see the dots are not correct. So I started making the connections. And then as I research and see with evidence, I have so much evidence and proof to show we are really children of God. Yes.
I have no doubt at all about that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What is happening? What I wanted to let you know also is the people, the Esau or the Edomites today,
yes,
they are the only race that are not given any promise of redemption or salvation. They will be totally destroyed, and they are the devil today in real life.
But why did the devil then bring the Bible to us? How is that possible that devil opens to the
Quran and wants us to make? Can you go to Isaiah 28? That will explain that, because the Bible actually.
I wish you were running this program tomorrow. My goodness me, tomorrow being Sunday. Isaiah, what? Please go ahead.
Yeah, 28.
Isaiah 28. Yes.
Yeah. Because
28, where? What? What else? Isaiah chapter.
Hold on.
Also, Isaiah 28. What in 28? Just 28.
Yes, from verse 11.
That's what I wanted to know. From verse 11. My goodness me, unbelievable! I want to go to King James Version. Let us try and see if they'll give it to us. Starting from 11, I need King James Bible. That's what they call it, isn't it? Oh no, New Parallel Version. I didn't. Isaiah, from where you said again, please?
Yeah, 28 verse 11.
11, let me try 11 and see. You want to give us more facts from the, very well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to this. My goodness, this is astonishing. This is astonishing. How many years have you spent researching the Bible this way?
Just within 2 years, actually. When I run into your program, because I saw the Sahara interview you had, 15 minutes interview, I was so shocked. I didn't know somebody could talk like that. That was how I started researching to find out where I can hear your voice.
The more I listen,
the more I'm amazed.
My God, This is the honestly speaking, this is the one single question I've been pondering all my life. How come these people brought this holy book to us?
Actually, they were used as a vehicle to punish us, because our fathers did not keep the commandments.
I've been preaching that actually. Without actually knowing the proof. I have been saying that they came as punishment. I know that the white man came to punish us because we were very evil before they came. But here in the Bible also is the reason why.
Yes.
This is amazing. Amazing. I am honored to be talking to you, to be honest. I mean, your grasp and understanding of the scriptures have left me dumbfounded. Honestly speaking, I am humbled. I am humbled by your understanding. Your knowledge of the scriptures is amazing. Amazing. You must call very often on Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. If you also have time, we'll go to Deuteronomy.
I think what are you doing tomorrow morning? I would say.
Say again?
What are you doing tomorrow morning or next Sunday? I want us to do a program, you and I, to do a program on a Sunday. Based on the scriptures and who we are.
Tomorrow may not be, but can we do Monday?
Monday is absolute. No, I want us to do it on a Sunday.
So we can stop some people from going to Yoruba churches.
It has to be, we can do it tomorrow is Sunday. We can do it tomorrow evening, as a matter of fact.
Okay, yes. Okay, that'd be great.
Okay? We will do so. You are wonderful, my dear brother. Fantastic. That is what I said. People learn from us and we learn from them. I have learned so much. I'm not going to forget these verses in the Bible. My goodness me. We have learned so much today is untrue. If you don't listen to Radio Biafra, see what you miss. Can you see what you will miss? Nzurumike is on the line. Nzurumike, remain where you are. I am going to close the program with you. So stay where you are. That's our national in Germany. I am going over to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We are Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. This is Emeka Ezen, who are calling from Finland.
From Finland, thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to call because there is many things happening in Finland. I used to be a member of IPOB in Finland, but for a month now, there is no meeting in Finland. I just want to call because there is many things is going on. I met a lot of people I have talked with coordinator a few months ago. and they are still in like in IPOB, but they're not responding. They're not paying anything to Radio Biafra in London. But I just want to make this call for new people who are coming to IPOB, like new. I want to let them know that there is no IPOB in Finland. This IPOB in Finland now is fake. Just for new people, you know.
Yes. So, so people like you, do we have those who are willing to stand up? Those are the Edomites. We have Edomites also in Finland.
Me and my family, I see in the IPOB and I'm listening to Radio Biafra every day. I try to coordinate some people. I have one IPOB guy in Nigeria now. He's coming back. I have also one guy with me. We are trying to do something. But I'm trying to put a thunder to these people because the connector said that he's not taking oath and a lot of people believe in him. I don't know. I don't even know what they are doing. They are doing meetings. I don't know what they are doing because I tried to call some people. Even one guy who introduced me to IPOB, even the guy is like, I don't know, he's their member now. I don't trust them anymore. I don't know what they are doing.
What I have to say to you is this. There are bound, but it's here in the, I think we've been reading the scriptures all this while. That Edomites will come, Ishmaelites. When somebody's mother was pregnanted by an Hausa person, that person becomes an Ishmaelite. Then the answer Okechukwu, it does Buhari. After all, Buhari's name is Okechukwu. It doesn't really matter. Oh, Barojo, Barojo. Evil blood is evil blood. What I want you to do is to remain strong and resolute if you believe in the truth.
I'm stronger, Director. I'm so strong that, like, I think Biafra is like personal for me. I'm so strong. I'm trying to call. I'm making this call for the new people in Finland. There is no meeting in Finland. So anybody who is going to IPOB, because these people, they see my day, like, Director is taking me
last time. Are they answering IPOB?
Yes, I think our coordinator told me last time it's not Finland, the Kalu who register IPOB in Finland, that is the one who register IPOB, that they have right to not take the oath, they have right to do their thing.
To serve they have the right to sell our information to our WhatsApp people.
I was telling one guy last time, I was telling one guy last week who introduced me to this IPOB, I was telling him that Catholic is Catholic everywhere. Even when you have branch in Owerri, your Pope is still your head.
Now, thank you very much. I want to explain this thing to people so they understand it very, very clearly. Some of you, we are fathered by Hausa people. Some of you, we are very poor. You've not held leadership before, and you think that Biafra, as I was really quite cleverly manufactured, is an avenue to become relevant. So that Nigeria will notice you, and then you run to Nigeria and you sell information to them. They too, along with some other people, they have till next week Saturday. Right now, this very minute, I will consult extensively with our European representative, and I will instruct the COC to give me a breakdown as to the status of Finland and give us the names of the people who are responsible. You just can't come and steal something and run away. We did not copy anybody. This is Radio Biafra IPOB. We never did. If you're planning to come here so you can tell your father's people, who are Hausa people, about what we are doing, so you can sell information as the Hausa-born bastard in Enugu somehow to become relevant, you are grossly mistaken. I need the status on Finland, and you must go forward and make sure we put everything right to ensure we recover. We have recovered everywhere else. So I don't know why we're talking about Finland right now. I thought we had recovered everywhere else that the enemies of Chukwu Abiam are trying to infiltrate. Today, Belie is no more. Part of those... Oh, my God. I thank our dear brother for giving me some verses in the Bible I never knew existed, explaining even the presence of Satan in our midst. Today, we have driven it away. And they will perish. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Because here we don't have any secret. Now, this is Radio Biafra. Everything's out in the open. This is Radio Biafra. I must go to the line. I don't know if Uzurimike is still with me. Can you hear me? Uzurimike, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. God bless you.
And bless you too. Go ahead.
Thank you. You are the arrow of the light of Biafra, and we are proud of you.
You're kind. Thank you.
Yes, thank you also for the heroic execution of what it takes to restore Biafra. You make us proud. We learn every day, and every day is a free university, which we are not even paying enough for that matter. I have some announcements to make without much delay. We all know ANC of South Africa and the South African people went through a whole lot of havoc. At the time, they said, okay, let us do it on with the KCMA, like the director always says, trying to, quote those ill-fated people. So they say, okay, they do it by dialogue, like the criminal Mike Obi, former governor, came to Netherlands to say, we should dialogue. And I said to him, he should go to hell. When South African people started dialoguing, the white people decided to consume them and then drive them towards extinction until it became clear to them they need to, grab their arms. And that was what brought them to freedom. And that is why today, even the leader of that very, struggle is now an icon, Mandela. So today, the question is, those of us in the diaspora, what do we do? How do we respond? How do we, help our leader? Some of us will say, Director, we stand by your side, by your front, by your back, and side by side, and on top of the head. Without realizing, we need to do something. Some people claim they don't have money. Yes, money is not quite easy to come by. Yes, but then there must be something somebody can do, because freedom is not given on a platter of gold. It is expensive. It costs something. Sometimes it costs your head. It costs your blood. It costs everything you have. Sometimes freedom can cost a whole family. So our people must understand this. Therefore, those of us in diaspora who are relaxing, who are listening to the radio in kind of secrecy, we say, wake up, stop hiding, be yourself, come up and join what we're doing. And at this juncture, I want to say, you ask your country what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. And what we can do for our country is pay up our defense fund. We need to pay up our monthly dues, and then we need to go out into the field of work. The field of work for us here in diaspora is evangelizing. Evangelism in this case entails a ground root campaign effort. Our ground root campaign effort will have created destinations for those of our zones in Germany. Because of difficulties in the past, I've not been able to come on air to announce this. So I will quickly go to some cities and say, those in Bonn, if you are listening and have been listening, or this is your first time listener right now, please, you are going to call following numbers I'm going to give up right now. If you are from Bonn, if you are from Münster, if you are from Bielefeld, if you are from Hanover, if you are from Kiel, if you are from Frankfurt, if you are from Bremerhaven, and if you are from Osnabrück, if you are from Bielefeld, if you are from places like Ingolstadt, if you are from Freiburg, and some other places, feel free to call the following numbers. The numbers goes this way. First number is 01521 696498. I repeat, 01521 696498. Second number, 01521 929 4039. I repeat for the second number, 01521 929 4039. I still have another number for you. The number goes this way, 01521 3140 2552. And now I'll go to the table of evangelism. There we have Cologne or Köln. Our unit and family in Köln will be heading to Bonn. They have Bonn for January and they have Siegen for February. Cologne should make sure they give us a good feedback concerning Bonn and Siegen. Düsseldorf also missed Münster last month. Therefore, Düsseldorf should give us a very good feedback concerning Münster and Bielefeld. Münster and Bielefeld. Düsseldorf, you go to Münster and Bielefeld. I will give you a contact of Mazi Abazie, who is much available and willing to work with you in Bielefeld. The contact of Münster has already been given. And please, Mazi Stanley Nwosu, some time ago you called on radio. You are from Bielefeld. Please, the numbers I gave up there, please do call them as well. Mazi Stanley Nwosu from Bielefeld. I go to Hamburg. Hamburg, please, you're owing us January visitation and evangelization. That is Kiel. Your evangelization for February is Bremerhaven. Bremerhaven is for February. We do expect a formidable feedback from you concerning these various destinations. Bremen, Hanover was supposed to have been covered and set up in January. Bremen, Hanover, and Osnabrück for you as well in February. Bremen, you have Hanover and Osnabrück. So we go to Frankfurt because of the state of situation in Frankfurt. They remain on Frankfurt. Frankfurt, you stick to Frankfurt. Remy Mazi, Remy Opera, the acting coordinator at the moment, please take note of that. Remy, please take note of that. München did a very good job. I commend Mazi Amade, Longinus Amade, and his troops and comrades in München. They did a good job. I commend them greatly. They responded swiftly in January, and they helped us to consolidate the situation in Augsburg. Therefore, Augsburg has already even paid a monthly dues for that matter. That was a very good job from München. And then Stuttgart, you have Freiburg to cover up, Freiburg, and then Stuttgart itself. You have Stuttgart to take care of. You have Freiburg, and for the month of February, you have Freiburg. Your mission for February is Freiburg. And Mannheim will be going to Kaiserslautern. All these things I'm mentioning have been on the Facebook from day one of this month. So please, this is even a repetition of, mentioning of these very destinations. I just want to make sure that in case somebody has not gone to Facebook to see these very informations, that you have them right now on air. So Mannheim, do not forget to give us a feedback again on Kaiserslautern. Mannheim did a very good job. In January, Mannheim has been able to secure Mainz, and they need to do some consolidation so that Mainz will be part of our next meetings. Aachen is also, trying to stabilize, and therefore some folks in Mönchengladbach will have to go to Aachen to support those in Aachen. Mr. Mazi Osakwe, you will have to go to Aachen. I will go with you to Aachen together, and we have to help our brother Ikechukwu, God's power. And our brother in Nuremberg, you have been exempted from the some of this effort because you need to concentrate on Nuremberg. But in the month of March, Wolfsburg is going to be your destination. Maze Oba, Wolfsburg is your destination. Director, I will also update that our relationship with the folks of Israel is getting stronger and stronger. You know, we have shared some solidarities with them. We have shown some love to each other, and they keep recognizing us as brothers and refer to us as brothers. So our relationship with the folks of Israel in Germany is getting very, very strong. I must also remind our people that it is the wish of the leadership of the indigenous people of Biafra that our meetings are held twice in a month, not once. There are very good reasons for that. You hold your meetings twice in a month, not once, twice in a month, please. Please, all coordinators endeavor to make sure that your meetings are held twice in a month, please, not once. Director, I know the time is, you know, has sprung over, and I want to come to the end of this very announcement, and I pray my strength in Chukwu Abiyama. Thank you, and God bless Biafra, and God bless our director. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That was our national in Germany. We want everybody to be up and doing the same way that the work for the other principal officers have been outlined. So should it be across the board in Denmark, in Finland. I am going to take a very keen interest in the Scandinavian countries to see where the devil is hiding. I will take personal charge of it. I want the Scandinavian countries to rise up to a particular level as quickly as possible. I am placing the COC and the European rep on notice. I want something done about the Scandinavian countries, including Finland and also Denmark, as quickly as possible. We don't want the devil to come in through anywhere at all. We allowed them a brief space, and we have conquered them. Every of their edifice is crumbling, and this week we bury them completely. This is Radio Biafra. I am very, very delighted today because we have learned so much on this very program, but this very work continues tomorrow. I can guarantee you 8 p.m. tomorrow evening we will be here live and direct to the entirety of humanity for the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel as ordained by heaven. That is why to us Biafra is not just a country. Biafra is our religion. And now that we know the reason why Oyibo came with the Bible, it's not meant for them, it's for us. They are like DHL. That is all. But they are a type of DHL that came and they stood there and they asked you to open the package. And as you opened it, they took what was inside it and gave you an empty shell. We have learned so much. For that reason, Chukwu Abiyama will remain our God. Here is where we will continue to worship, of course. In the end, Chukwu Abiyama will bless each and every one of you and your families. If you listen to Radio Biafra, you will receive blessing, of course. Chukwu Abiyama will bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families in his care and love. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening, and I hope you join us again tomorrow evening or tomorrow morning as well. I'm sure that UCHMF4 may be able to present tomorrow morning. In the interim, from here, this very day, the 21st day of February, it is simply good evening.